WJFM, 106.7 WJFK, Manassas, Washington, D.C. This is the Don and Mike Show. Want to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once per 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Thank you, and God bless.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Right.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
I like that. Because they're all gay for that show now.
When does that start again?
Gay.
Gay.
Tonight.
Okay.
And my favorite person on 24.
It's a 4-hour episode tonight.
My favorite person on 24 is Agent Simon Cowell. I love him.
He's
and of
wonderful.
Course, the big black president, Randy Jackson.
Yeah.
Gosh, I hope nothing happens to him.
Mm-hmm.
Like he doesn't get shot in the first 10 minutes tonight.
Man, let's not forget the every show needs a villain. Let's not forget Baruch Abdul. Excuse me. Baruch Abdul.
Right.
Okay. Gosh, I've got a lot of ground to cover.
Okay.
And only 4 hours to give it all to you.
That might not be enough.
In no particular order.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. We have great ratings.
Yes.
We'd like to spread around.
We'd like to trumpet that. You trumpet when you have ratings
of
like this.
Of course.
The Xbox guy came through for Mike.
Oh, man. Mr. Xbox guy. Thank ye.
Cool.
We got a homeless guy that's living at the radio station.
Yes.
Refrigerator broke.
Oh, no.
All my computers broke.
Oh, my.
Had a nice visit over the weekend with Rob's kid.
That's good.
I got some phone messages to play for you. And I got laid. But I'll tell you about it later.
Oh, you are a poker player.
Tell you about it later.
You are a poker player.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know this, ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
I got this.
See, I know
I got
you
this
didn't know.
As soon
I'm
as stunned. Everybody else just got it. You guys got it. I got it. Now, I got the look. I got the look. But my goodness.
Yep. That's all I'll tell you for right now.
Your keys.
It happened.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know,
I'm not.
I want you to jump to the head of the line, and you know. But are you going to discuss it in any kind of detail?
Well,
and I don't mean like the.
I'm going to give you some details. Yes. But let me just say to that person, as I turn and look at that person.
Hi.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Rob, thank you for doing that.
Yeah.
Well, I know, you know, I think he feels whole again.
He was over coming. And Miles.
Yeah.
He was over visiting my son. And
Brooks B. Whack Mountain, or one thing led to another.
One thing led to
Brooke
another.
Whack.
So anyway, I've got a lot of... Oh, and let me see.
Yeah.
Did I mention the refrigerator problem?
Yeah,
and then,
who cares? yeah, really.
When I hear about the other thing.
I know, but... And also, there was a problem with my son's tuition in college, and the fact that I got a call this morning saying, "Dad, I can't go to any classes because they've canceled all the because the bill wasn't paid."
Oh
really?
The tuition wasn't paid.
Oh dear.
So I got 8,000 things to tell you about.
Well, that's a very very big deal. But what about was that other thing you were mentioning,
Mike? Here's the thing, my friend. It's called show business. It's called, I'm not going to tell you right now, but I will throw in details from time to time, because it is definitely a moment in my life that has been unlike anything that preceded it. Not that the act itself, with no offense to the whore that I bought online.
you know what? You'd be talking in circles right now. You're laying down all sorts of traps here and stuff.
No, I didn't buy a woman online.
Ah. But if everyone sticks around, do you think they will find it worthwhile?
You're quoting Elvis Presley, Rob.
I really am.
Worthwhile.
Oh.
I will give you as many details as I feel comfortable with giving you.
Okay.
I'll give you the same. Let me just say this. I will give you the same amount of details as I gave my sister-in-law.
Okay.
I mean, because I thought that was kind of the upfront thing to do after this happened to me over the weekend. What?
I didn't say anything.
I know you were looking like...
Or like what? Like what? Like maybe a little disappointed? Like, because this is going to be the only forum you discuss it. And so that look might have told you that there's not going to be any more. For me, personally, curiosity.
Not. You know. Let me just say, after 20 years of working with you, welcome to my world.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because you don't, and you've got a little bit better at letting people in.
Yeah, not a lot, though.
But no, that
you're
is
right.
Still.
You're right. Turnabout is fair play.
Yeah, there are some things, Mike. A gentleman.
That's right.
Handles things a gentleman's way.
That's right.
But suffice it to say that before I talk about any of this, and I don't want to be disrespectful in any way towards what...
Did this have anything to do with getting Bart's tuition paid?
Yeah, it was a very expensive one.
I was going to say part of the deal.
When did you know just now, or did you know before?
You're the last to know. Only because I wanted to tell you on the radio.
Okay, so Buzz knew?
Yeah.
Rob knew?
I called Rob after it happened.
During.
Wow. Not during.
Not during.
Not during.
Okay.
Close to during, though.
Wow, that close?
We spoke close to during.
I'm not surprised.
Right.
Close to during. But I didn't tell you just because if you know and I come in and it's something I want to discuss, like everything, Mike, I mean, I don't want to get the reaction. You know, he already knew. Buzz already knew. Rob knew. I'm not going to get an honest reaction unless I get it from you.
Yeah.
And they don't know.
Well, you're getting one now.
They don't. They don't know. Listen, they don't know any more than you do right now.
Right.
All they know is that it happened.
Okay. All right. So this is big news. You know, this is big news.
But I want to be careful how we talk about it because I don't want to be disrespectful towards the memory of Frida. Well, I want everybody to understand that life at some point has to move on.
Right.
Not that I'm, you know, dating. Not that I'm, you know, crazy in love with anybody. Not that I'm, you know, going. Yeah, this is, it just happened.
Okay.
It's
that was
going
to be one of my first questions to you.
It's something that happened.
It was a surprise.
The best kind.
I would consider it a surprise, yes. Yes, I would. But can we continue with the show?
I don't really.
How.
And I don't really see any way. I really, in fairness to our listeners, and in this time, if this time I put another hat on. I wear many hats on this show. The hat I'm wearing right now would be listener advocate. I'm a listener advocate right now. Okay. What are you going to talk? You going to talk about a refrigerator?
Yes.
You just dropped this Hiroshima on the show right now, and you're going to talk about a refrigerator?
God damn, yes, Bob.
You're goddamn right. That's right, everybody.
Let's talk about those skins.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. I just wish I could have had some little part of what happened with you this weekend. I love you so much.
Well, you know, I'm out there, baby. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm not out there.
But you don't tell us where we can find you.
That's right. Well, I tell you, I'm at O'Mara's most night. Most nights.
Carla, you can talk to him in person anytime you want.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, goodbye. Bye. Goodbye.
She had the same reaction I did.
All right, well, I seem to have stopped the show. And
of course
not
you
been,
stopped the show.
Like you said. My intention.
Of course you stopped the show.
No, let's move on.
You want my honest reaction, I'm giving it to you.
Okay.
Novocaine and all.
I got laid. Okay, and your mouth, as predicted by Rob, as we come up
no,
on...
No, as predicted by Rob, it's wrong.
Mark
no.
at... It is 3:08 East Coast time.
It is still extremely numb.
You look perfect.
Huh?
It's 3:08 and you look perfect.
That was a really good one.
Huh? Mike went to the dentist today and got his mouth shot full of Novocaine. And when he first came in today, he kind of sounded like Dick Clark.
I'm really excited about the ball dropping. It's going to be a good time. I'm just filled with curiosity. I don't want to talk about my Novocaine.
Hello there. Don and Mike show.
Don.
Yes.
How are we doing, buddy?
Hey, buddy.
I love you. I'm so glad that you're getting over things, moving on. I love you guys.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank
friend.
You.
Thank you. See you later. See you later. It was one simple animalistic act.
And did it catch you after it was over? Were you surprised?
Well, I will tell you all the details that I think you need to know if we can just start the show.
You know, for 20 years, I understand the way this show works more than anybody else in this room.
Hello,
I know that you set the table and you talk about what you have to talk about. And if I think something's really important, I will interject. But you know what?
Yes.
I also believe that in that 20 years, we occasionally have a little of the Socratic method of
Stop with the big words. You're killing me,
college
guy.
We have a little give and take. We have a little Q&A.
Thank you.
Are you going to say? Are you saying that you will not answer any of my questions?
No, I will address all of your questions. I promise, Mike. Hello.
But you're saying there's a different time when you'll do that.
Yeah, once we actually start the show.
Very good.
Like we've not opened the thing up yet with the.
Well, let's do that. Satisfactory.
Hello.
Are you there?
Hello.
You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to tell you, Don, I'm really hurt and angry about this. You told me you weren't going to talk about it.
Oh, God, that's gross.
Good day to you, sir.
That is so gross.
Yeah, I'm farting.
Heath Ledger calling.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don, so I guess you made the road trip down to North Carolina this weekend. Huh?
Yes, siree.
Oh, speaking of, let me start there. Okay,
ears turn to fluid.
We'll start the show here. Want to start by playing you a couple of phone messages that I received over the weekend.
Okay.
One of them is from Beth Ann.
Mm-hmm.
If you're wondering how things are going with Beth Ann, mm-hmm. I think a lot of you were left with the as usual the bass backwards perception of what things are like between myself and Beth Ann and Mike and Beth Ann when we had her on the show last week. There's been lots of chatter. There's been lots of chatter on Al Jazeera mm-hmm. about what was going on between us and Beth Ann.
Yes.
And boy, you know, boy, we treated her bad or I was a dick to her. And
lots of analysis and speculation based on the taped conversations of our phones that are tapped.
Anyway, she still calls me all the time mm-hmm. and we talk a lot. And anyway, one of the messages that I want to play for you, it's just to show you just how still nutty she is. Sunday morning at 10 o'clock, turns out I was out doing some errands. And guess where Beth Ann was?
Where?
At her radio station.
Well, of course.
Where she called me on Sunday morning.
Well, she's going to kill herself.
Got the message for you. Now,
kill herself with work.
Also, I want to show you here in the very first break.
Well, you don't think she'd spring for a long-distance call from her house, do you?
Want to show you how a manager handles something, okay?
Yes, please. That was very nice, Rob. Just kidding.
How's your mouth?
Hello. Don and Mike show.
What's up, fellas? Hey, Don, did she bring the weather map with her? That's all I want to know.
Did she bring the weather map with her? The mystery woman. Did she bring the weather map with her?
It was not a weather chick.
Is that a Sue Palka joke?
Oh, okay.
No, she did not bring the weather chick. She flew over in Skyfox.
Uh-huh.
It was Michelle. I forget.
Sequoia.
Sequoia. No, it was Dakota.
It was Dakota.
Sequoia. Okay. Hello. Don and Mike show.
What's going on, guys?
We had a romantic afternoon at Chuck E. Cheese.
Yes. Then it was off to Toys R Us.
All right, what's up?
Don, I just want to know if when you got laid last night, if you knocked out Terry Bradshaw's last tooth.
I did not, and it wasn't.
We might have reached the critical mass on the gay jokes being made.
Wasn't last night, if you're wondering. You want to live vicariously through this moment.
Uh-huh.
It was at halftime, and this is the only clue that I'll give you, of the Colts-Steelers game. That is the only clue that I'll give you. Now listen, our ratings that we got today, they're starting to come out from all over the country, and we say thank you for great ratings. For instance, in Sacramento, where the ratings came out on Friday, now, because our show in Sacramento was on from noon until 4, the ratings company breaks the day parts down, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m., 10 a.m. to 3 p.m., 3 p.m. to 7 p.m., so we're like in a thing where they got to wait to get the actual hour-by-hour stuff.
Right.
But still, the guy out in Sacramento keeps emailing us and saying, numbers through the roof, number one, something like an 8.4. I don't know what the demographic is he's talking about, but he says it was great.
That's wonderful.
That's good.
And then today I got the call from the guy in Baltimore that the ratings on Live 105 were up substantially again, so good. We hope to have those numbers for you. See, this is the only station where I can physically go and get the actual numbers.
Right.
Okay, because these other places, they've got to file through and send them back. I mention this because there had been a time on the show we talked about our ratings all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And then we stopped talking about it because we thought it was boring. And then we started talking about it a little bit, and it turns out people were into it and wanted to know how we were doing. Mm-hmm. And I really got pissed at some of these radio websites
mm-hmm.
Where you can write anything anonymously.
Right.
Where people were writing erroneous ratings information about our show. You know, former employees of our show who are not very good at disguising the monosyllabic way that they can type on a keyboard using their primate-like features, you know, and would just sit down and write,
John and Mike, not number one. John and Mike have a one share.
You know, and it wasn't true.
Right.
So we started talking about it again. And here we go. So we want to say thank you to the people in Washington, D.C. And the reason that these ratings, and they're not the best that we've ever had, but the reason that I think that they mean a lot, and I want to thank everybody, is that our summer ratings were not as great as they normally were.
Right.
Mike and Buzz and Rob and Bethann and everybody did a really great job while I wasn't here and that I was here and that we played tapes. And the guys had, you guys had to take time off, like to go to the Frida's funeral and then come back the next day and do a show. And it was a freaking roller coaster.
Right.
And our numbers were a little soft, but we were still doing okay.
Right.
And the goal was, you know, like I told you when I came back on August 1st, the show was going to be the same, that we would get the show back. And I can't tell you how many people doubted that and how many people wrote us off.
Yeah, I know.
And said, that's it, this show is over. They'll never get back to what, you know, they're going to be lucky if they have half the audience. What the hell are they going to do now? Blah, blah, blah. So want to say thank you on behalf of everybody on the show. This is the best ratings book I think we've had in over a year.
This is really, really terrific.
Really, yes.
We couldn't be happier about this.
In the beauty pageant, we're up a point, 3-6 to 4-5. So that puts us up in fifth place. That's the beauty pageant, 12-plus all listeners.
It's where we like to be.
The ones that we get now, let's see, men 25 to 54, 7.4 to 9.9.
Huge, huge jump.
That's first place.
Mm-hmm.
Men 18 plus, 5.8 to 7.4. That's second place.
Wow.
And just a nun's pubic hair away from number one.
Right.
And your main money demo, men and women 25-54, 5.2 to a 6.4, which puts us up in the top three.
Those are nice
gains. Into third place. Now, we've had ratings books where we've been number one across the board. When they get the stuff, they've told me that they imagine we're going to be number one in about 26 categories in this ratings book. So we wanted to say thank you. We'll put these numbers up on our website.
This is really, really great stuff. And it seems that after 20 years, when we get these kind of ratings, to know that everybody still supports this show after all this time, it feels great. It really, really, it's just kind of like a no. I think that when you told me the ratings this morning, I just sat back and kind of had a self-satisfied smile. Yeah, there we go again. You know, and it's a nice place to be. It's a place we've been more often than not, and it's nice to be back there again.
So anyway, thank you very much. What Mike just said as well. And thank you for listening. We're not going to dwell on this. I'm not going to come in here and say, you know, we hung the moon today. You know, these are the best numbers ever. But these are goddamn good numbers.
These are really great ratings. They really are.
And I'm not going to be like Peyton. Peyton Manning is taking some crap because he, first off, he played like horse ass on Sunday. And then after the game, I guess, the clip that I saw...
He played like a Manning.
The clip that I saw, he stood up and he said, we had problems with protection. And everybody's faulting him for saying, you know, he's like criticizing the other players.
Right.
Well, listen, I don't want to be perceived as Peyton Manning in this regard, but I'll tell you, these ratings are really great because everything around us is crumbling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's why these are, and this is before you know, the king of all, whatever he's the king of, left.
Right, okay. Exactly.
So these are great, thank you. And you know that guy at the Washington Post, I very rarely will say this on the air, this guy Paul Fari, he's been a pretty decent reporter as far as reporting what really goes on in the ratings in this market. I know that there are a lot of big stories that you could go with. You could go with all of the urban stations that did well. You could go with the guy on 101, his morning show finally doing well. You could go with the classical station dropping off. You know what I think? Why not be a stand-up guy and write what people had been saying about us 4 months ago?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or 7 months ago when Frida died.
I mean,
that the show was over, that was it.
Yeah, somebody, you know, the stuff that I read that was, you know, will they be able to recover from this? Will the show go on? You know, on and on and on and on and on.
And you know, really, you're right. I wish that this would get the kind of recognition in this town, but I don't expect anything.
But it's not. Listen, it's not like when we were number one in absolutely every category, because that very rarely got written about in the newspaper anyway. I'm just very proud of our show and proud of all of you guys here on the show. And
right back at you.
And yeah. Thank our listeners.
It's an understatement coming from us.
So, having said all of that, how does today's modern manager call and say, greatest ratings book in over a year?
Well, you must have been ecstatic.
I did not get. I was on the other line, so I unfortunately had to get it on voicemail.
So you got a message?
Yep.
Okay.
And now it's not that there's anything wrong with warm wine here and what he's saying.
Verizon's voice messaging service. Please enter a mailbox.
Well, this will be interesting.
Please enter your passcode.
I can hardly wait. I'm excited about this. Because I didn't hear this.
Three. Saved messages are in your mailbox. Main menu.
Here we go.
To review your messages, press 1.
So this is Hughes.
First, saved message.
Here we go.
Hey, it's Michael. You're probably getting the update from Rob. Boy, very strong fall book. Way to go. I'm just kind of looking as I go. We can talk about it later. But, boy, I like seeing Kuhn pop back up. Kuhn popped back up nicely. It looks like the highest in over a year. Just strong all the way through. I'll catch you later on. Bye.
And then I sat and really worked it.
Repeat this message.
No.
Press 1.
He didn't seem excited.
Press 2.
Oh, boy, excited.
Press
now,
three.
That needs a sedative.
How about
message erased.
The call from Beth Ann.
Second.
Oh.
Saved message.
Hey, Don. This is Beth Ann. It's Sunday, about 10 a.m. Eastern Standard.
Speakerphone.
You may have gone away. I forgot about that. I was at the office and was thinking about this. So anyway, if you get a chance, call me sometime. My office number is
333.
We all have that.
Poor girl. Yeah, you know, there's speakerphone, and then there's speakerphone when you go, like, into another section of the building.
And then she just...
She's very busy on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock.
Third, saved message.
See, I don't know what this one is.
Hi, Mike. It's let you know.
That's a private one. That one had to be deleted out.
Very good.
Okay, so... Anyway, how about that Hughes, huh?
That's, you know, that's the kind of enthusiastic support we need.
And apparently that was Hughes, like, as he was reading them. Because it was... yeah, I got these. Wow.
I'm enjoying a warm Pinot Noir and tasty. Yeah, good.
That's another. That is another segment we're going to have to get to today.
Yes.
The warm wine enema recipe.
Oh, fantastic.
Just for Michael Hughes.
Oh, that's great. It keeps you regular and gets you buzzed at the same time.
It does. Okay, so let's see. A lot of stuff to get to. Now I think we could actually maybe open the thing up and start the show.
I think that's a fine idea.
And then you can start the questioning. Of course, we're on every day East Coast time.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
We're going to be devoting at least, I don't know, a whole segment talking about this show.
The Don and Mike Show.
I mean, not this show, but that show, the show 24.
Okay? The greatest show on television.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe.
And today we start with the other Elvis.
Hello.
E. Costello.
Hello.
Hi there.
Okay. Hi, Don and Mike. I know a lot of you like listening to these songs. This is, if you want to download this, it's a good one. She's Not the Only Flame in Town. Elvis Costello. Oh, look who's been standing outside this whole time.
God, you're ugly.
Hi! It's me, Super Juice.
Your...
Your...
Hit the wrong button.
No.
Really?
It's your new intro.
Wow. I think Mike has a slow metabolism.
Here's the thing. I've grown tired of trying to decide every day your percentage of Jewishness.
Right.
And rather than just play the thing that says, hey, it's me, super Jew.
Right.
It's like it's a nice transition. Listen to it again now.
God, you're ugly.
Hi. It's me, super Jew.
You're right. That is a very nice transition.
Pretty good.
How's your refrigerator machine?
Okay.
Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Fun Buddy and all the ships at sea. Back after a long weekend campaigning for President Charles Logan. It's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Yeah. Thank you, Rob. And just want to say, Martin Luther King Day. Mattress City?
Yep.
Forget about it.
Is that a good one?
I must have bought 15 of them yesterday.
Oh, get yourself a nice Simmons.
Because that was Dr. King's dream.
That's good.
We covered that on the last episode, Don and Mike Show, and it's a new one for you. On this Tuesday. 01-17-06.
Hi, Don and Mike. Buzz Burbank here.
No, he's not retarded.
Out of there, Buzz. Yep, this is the Don and Mike Show, and here's the phone number. You can call from anywhere in America at 877-365-3636. If you're one of the remaining listeners on Titanic Free FM here in D.C., you can call us at 202-432-1067. If you're listening on the Internet and you can't use an 877, you can call...
Yeah, right. I'm pulling your way!
Thank you. Call 800-636-1067. Our refreshing stream has not been left out.
That's busy refreshing.
A refreshing stream is right there at DonandMikeWebsite.com. Click on Listen Live, and you'll get our glorious stream. Where's he at? I'd love to have the stream sound effect.
We had a stream. He ran out of here after you called him ugly.
I didn't call him ugly.
The machine did.
Yeah,
the machine. We had a stream.
There it is. Now, today's stream, incidentally, non-drinkable. You can wash your clothes in it, but you cannot
drink. Can you fish in it? What about cooking? If you boil it, can you cook
no,
it?
Buzz, no, Buzz. I'm sorry, no. And just shake.
Shake. Oh, I can see why.
And if you need to contact us anytime during the show with your computer, send an email to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Just click on the email, and there you go.
It's that easy.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don.
Yes.
I don't want to bust you guys' bubble, but 24 was on the past two nights.
Duh.
You missed it.
What are you talking about? This may be my fault.
How are you busting our bubble?
Well, I thought you guys said earlier it was on the night.
We were all kidding. It was a joke. See, I started by saying, when does it start? Because 4 hours of it have already been on.
Hold on.
Those made a little joke that you didn't get.
Let me explain the concept to you, because it's a real high concept I was using. You see, the very publicized premiere of 24 was on for the last two nights. Tonight is the highly publicized premiere of American Idol, and I said to most people who had at least half a, even a retard, is laughing at this. Well, maybe not laughing, but at least acknowledging.
Smiling.
Yes, acknowledging the fact. What I did was transpose. I said, and tonight on 24, Randy Jackson, the big black president, and Mike did his Paula Abdul thing. Mm-hmm. Hey, come on, you D-bag. How stupid are you?
All right, I'm sorry.
No, but it's one thing to be an idiot. What compels you to get on the phone and call?
I just felt bad for you guys.
What do you mean you felt bad for you? You feel bad for
you? We feel bad for you.
Grab a mirror and take a look at that guy that's the pathetic guy in the mirror. Come on.
What gives you the right to... Jesus Christ. I'm serious.
It's one thing, really, for somebody not to get the joke, but then to just transmit it to the entire world, they don't get the joke.
Okay, so now tell me, do you understand?
And then after all that, after we've said this, I feel sorry for you guys.
Why do you feel sorry for us, for taking the call?
Sir?
No, he's gone.
Oh, that's too bad.
He's gone.
I was hoping he'd stick around.
Help me, Rhonda.
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
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 Am I on?
Yes, you're on.
Hello. This call is for Don.
Yes.
and I am delighted. I'm delighted that he's back into the swing, and I hope everything is great for him. He deserves it.
I didn't loan him the swing.
Well, you're talking to me right now.
Well, that's right. We've started the real show now.
O'Hara.
How was your weekend?
It was pretty good, Mike.
Pretty good. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Nice to know that Tanya Roberts is happy for you.
Las Vegas is calling. Oh, and listen, it's time for me more than Mike to eat the S sandwich. Right. Remember the guy from Rochester? The guy that called and said, I'll work for Xbox. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the guy delivered.
Well, we got a
big time.
Big FedEx package today.
I believed him.
And he writes, Dear Mike, this first package I'm sending is because the actual Xbox is going to take a few more days than expected. I didn't want your crap detector to go off any more than you or Don already think. One thing is, there's no way coming from Microsoft or Xbox as a company.
Uh-huh.
This is coming from me personally.
Oh.
I just happen to work for them. Now, there still is a part of me that thinks that this guy may have just gone out and bought all this stuff for Mike.
Well, he did. I got like 12 games.
But if that's the case,
I got the Xbox Live. I got a wireless remote.
Wow.
I got a charger for the wireless remote. I got games.
That's great.
And the only thing I'm thinking is, why did I pony up the dough? If I'd just been patient, story of my life. If I'd just been patient.
I wouldn't have believed the guy, Mike. I would not have believed the guy. But
really, what a nice
there
man.
There it is.
Wonderfully nice man.
Yeah.
So, send all these wonderful things.
So he doesn't want his real name read on the radio, so I just say, friend, you know, thank you, you know.
You know, Don.
And let me just say this to you, Mr. Xbox. You know, I work for Xbox. You know. Where were you in my hour of need? Okay. Where were you on August 8th?
I bet he'll send something to you, too.
There's no, Mike, you can't give me anything now.
You bought them all?
No. I just mean since I got laid.
Right. Oh, that's right. You've gotten the greatest gift of all.
There's nothing anybody can give me now.
I understand. No. I understand, Bruce.
So anyway, that's as close as you'll get from me to an apology to that guy acknowledging the fact.
And
that,
here's my leap of faith
the
here.
The crap detector did not go off.
After I bought the Xbox from Robert.
Right.
And I went to the Best Buy to pick up some games.
Right.
And I only bought one game.
Good for you.
Actually, two games. I bought two games. I held back on buying any other games because I had just that smidgen of faith in this guy that he was going to deliver. And I said, hey, why go out and buy all these games if this guy's really going to send me some? And he did.
Cool.
And I'm delighted. And I can't wait to play him. I can't wait to play him. Because I was playing my Xbox all weekend.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
Rob just handed me a note. Rob still thinks he's lying. About working for Microsoft?
Yeah, the whole thing. I think he probably bought this stuff and sent it in.
Me too, but either way.
Doesn't matter.
Either way, yeah, Mike's the golden
he's
boy.
He's Mr. Xbox as far as I'm concerned.
He said he'd send it.
Mr. Xbox, I thank you. Mr.
Winner,
Microsoft.
Winner,
he's,
winner.
He's Bill Gates as far as I'm concerned.
Winner.
True to his word.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
What's up, Don and Mike?
Hey, howdy.
Jack Bauer is the man.
Damn right.
Oh my God.
Hold on. Seriously, today on the show, one thing at a time.
You've got to trust us.
We'll get to 24. We've got lots of thoughts on 24.
How about those skins?
Yeah, how about those skins?
How about those Colts?
God. Is that the way you call an audible in the NFL?
You have to admit, the last 5 minutes of that Colts game, was that like not the best 5 minutes of a football game?
One of the greatest playoff games I've ever
seen. You've ever seen where you were positive that the game was over?
Mm-hmm.
And just
the golden boy.
Oh, there you go. That's for you, Mike.
Thank you.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, this weekend when you got your money shot, did you throw your back out from the recoil?
Oh, that's funny, my friend, because I got no. What you don't know is that I've been practicing on my own.
Yeah.
It's not like I've been saving up for 7 months, okay?
You watched the movie Something About Mary.
That's right.
When Ben Stiller gets the lecture.
He was ready.
Okay, let me just get to it. Just a couple of quick things that just got in my way today.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'd be glad to answer any questions and try to tell you exactly how it is that it happened. And I want to make sure that I don't do this in a disrespectful way.
Okay? Of course.
And that I want to make sure everybody understands, you know, life does move on.
Of course.
I mean, it has been over 7 months and was bound to happen sometime.
Mm-hmm.
Finally happened. But before I tell you about that, Wouldn't you love to hear about my refrigerator breaking?
I would.
No, you wouldn't. You're,
I'm just trying. Will you say the respectful thing? I want you to handle this the way you want to handle it. I'm just trying to be a good partner.
Well, listen, the refrigerator thing is really just overblown anyway. It was just... It broke. But like I'll tell you, a lot of stuff broke this weekend. I'm so proud of myself that there was so... What?
I just wish your refrigerator had broken while I was down in Florida on my vacation, because I could have gotten you a deal of deals on a brand new one at Scratch and Dent World. I didn't even tell you about Scratch and Dent World.
That is where I met the chick that I had sex with.
You, Lee? Well, Lee from Scratch and Dent World. Lee, the lady that wears the 1970s frock. And also, no. During the commercial, I am not S-ing you, wears a knee brace in the commercial.
Oh, no. See,
for Scratch and Dent World.
This is not
scratching?
A place. This is not in Florida. No. Yes, it's a place here in the D.C. area where you get women who...
Factory seconds?
Scratched and dented.
Or scratched and dented.
Well, actually, first they're scratched, then you take them home and dent them.
And yeah, you guys can not mock it all you want, but Scratch and Dent World, which they have up until they take the big tarp down with the sign that says Scratch and Dent World, and then it becomes Appliance Direct. Scratch and Dent World buys their own channel on cable down there and talks about scratches and dents. These are 60, 70, even 80% off regular retail.
All I know is that I can keep this real brief. I got up this morning, came downstairs. Something smelled like rotten eggs.
Oh, boy.
So I,
turns out it was rotten eggs.
Turns out it was, Buzz. I come down and it's like, whew, I smell this. Now, we've got one of those nice, whatever they are, the Sub-Zero thing.
Yeah,
like
huge, beautiful appliance.
Like the kind they had on Friends. Uh-huh. That's why Frida originally got that. She said, I want that freezer and refrigerator they have on Friends.
Mm-hmm.
And thing's fantastic. Never had a bit of problem with it. I open it up, and it's like there's a dead body in there. It's like, whoo! Now, granted, I had not opened the refrigerator, I guess, since maybe like last night at 5 o'clock.
Wow.
Okay. When I had dinner. So this is from like 5 p.m. last night to 6 a.m. this morning. When I open up...
Sounds like not only was it dead, but it was actually generating some heat in there.
Not only when I opened the door did I smell the rotten stuff.
Yeah.
It was going, when I opened the door, very quietly. Obviously, it was louder earlier when I didn't hear it. There was just this...
Like a sensor sound or a squeaking in the machinery?
No, it was a sensor. And it was a little light by a little LCD that sang service soon and then says service immediately. And then it was stuck on...
Your toast.
Shut down appliance. And anyway, I'm looking at this thing and it's just going... Boop. And like I said, really, it smelled like 1,000 death farts. And the thing's only been off, and I'm trying to figure out, the last time I opened it was like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Why would it burn everything up so quickly?
Because, as it turns out, some internal motor engine, something inside. Anyway, I don't know what to do. And this is like where I'm, this was the story of my weekend. It was a good weekend of survival for me, but so many things happened that I had never dealt with before.
Mm.
I'm looking at the refrigerator, and I'm thinking... Where's the book?
Yeah.
And then I'm thinking, there's not a book for this. So I'm just looking around, and then I remember, like on the hot water heater, there's a sticker on the inside.
Ah.
So I call the 800 number, right? And they say, hello, fancy refrigerators. And I say, hi, listen, I've got food that's gone rotten. There's like a beep, beep, beep. I give the chick the whole spiel. She says, first thing you want to do is unplug that refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
I said, okay. Then she said, what happened? And I said, honey, I don't know. And
you didn't say honey to her, did you?
I think I did. I
bet he did.
Honey. I said, God damn it, honey, I don't know.
A little Elvis with her.
I don't know. But
I can't get any cold food out of here,
honey. You say on the phone that it would be very worthwhile. But then, amazingly.
I can't even get ham.
So this is at 6 a.m. I call the service place, and the service guy is over at my house at 8.
That's awesome. That is good.
So it's good. It's a good turnaround. The guy comes in, and by now I've got all of the food out of the refrigerator.
Good.
And it just smells like the inside of my sneaker. It's just, the guy walks in and is like, whew, what is this? What's going on? And Rob called early this morning, and Rob got, that's why he thought this was such a big deal, because I just said to him, I was ruder to him than I normally am. I was like, you know, dude, my refrigerator's broken. There's some guy in here taking it apart, and I've got, like, rotten food everywhere, and I just cannot talk with you now.
Your tone was that of something was on fire. It was when he first said, I cannot talk. And I'm like, okay, right. Everything cool.
And now here's when you say on fire, and Buzz, you had it. Now, here's what the guy told me. The guy said, did you notice about maybe in the last 10 days that the light that says service ice had been on? And I said, no, because whoever looks at that.
Right.
I said, and I didn't run out of ice. He said, but you did run out of ice, and the ice-making part apparently overheated, and then something else overheated, and what happened was that last night, or I guess sometime after 5 o'clock, it actually started to heat up, that the parts of this fancy refrigerator that make it so fancy all of a sudden turned it inside in like to an oven.
Wow.
Instead of it being
eating how food. Gross is that?
Wow. So
that is so
not good
nasty.
For milk. Yeah.
Yeah, so every
boiled milk.
So everything's got to go.
Yeah.
And the guy comes out and he's great and figures out what's wrong and says, I'm going to come back and I'm going to fix this. We're going to get this fixed before you go to work today. Don't worry about it. And I'm thinking, great, problem solved. 2 seconds later, literally the telephone rings. I'm like, hello. And it's Bart. And he says, Dad, I got kicked out of class today. Now, I'm thinking, whoa, I'm doing like a double take.
Right.
Wait, you got what? He said, I got kicked out of class, but it's not my fault. Now, let me just say, this always, 99 times out of 100, this means it is the boy's fault.
I know. Right.
This is the one time it wasn't his fault.
Right.
I really went, I flipped out. I said, Wait. It's your freaking future. They kicked you out of class. Yes. I said, Bart, there is no reason they would kick you out of class. He said, give me a moment. I mean, give me a moment.
This is very, very interesting.
Understandably choked up.
It truly is.
Up to your ears and alligators.
What do you do? I mean, I'm trying to think.
No, I'm not choked up. I just had like a thing and I didn't want a loogie on the air. So
I'm trying to think what you would do to get kicked out of class. I mean, I you'd have to
here's what you
spit
do.
At your teacher or something like that.
No, here's what you do.
Or. Drop your pants.
So I get, I'm sitting there just stewing on this, and I said, you know, what the F are you doing?
Meanwhile, you got stew in your refrigerator, too.
And he said to me, what the F are you doing? And I said, hey, young man, I don't care how old you are. You don't talk to me like that.
Right.
And he said, Dad, this is not my fault. I swear to God. I said, I don't want to hear it. And he said, okay, well, maybe you would want to call the school and ask them how come they kicked me out of my classes because you didn't pay my tuition.
Oh!
Oh, boy.
And it was at that I went, come again? He said, I had registered for all my classes. I started going to my classes. I showed up for my 9 o'clock class this morning. They told me I was no longer registered in the class. I went to the whatever the office is that he had to go to, where they said that, in fact, they had sent out the tuition thing over the summer, and they had sent two notices afterwards. And being as it was never paid,
wow,
they just decided to yank this out.
Right.
So now I'm like, everything is going through my mind a million miles an hour, like, now, does this mean he doesn't go to school? I've got to be able to pay the bill. Of course I can pay the bill. I've got the money. What the frig happened to the bill?
Right.
How does he get back into the class?
Right.
So as it turns out, when
meanwhile, you still got the bad refrigerator. Stinky.
Yeah, I've got the guy fixing the thing, and I got Rob calling me every 2 seconds, like, how do we do the ratings, you know, because it's Rob's first time of getting the numbers and,
right.
and bringing them in. And I've got Bart on the phone, and I end up calling the school, and I have to go through the whole thing to the school and telling him about Frida, and so the bottom line is I can't figure out how it is that they sent two bills that I said, I didn't receive it.
Didn't see them.
My accountant didn't receive it. What Bart had to do then today was go re-register for all of his classes.
But he's in there, right? I mean, he was in the class. I mean, there's a spot for him in the classes,
well,
right? He just
problem.
Had to go back on the computer.
No, but here's the problem. Yes, he was able to do that with, I think, 11 credits.
Uh-huh.
But some of the classes that he really wanted to get into,
three others,
they yanked him out
and filled it with somebody else
and put in other people.
Oh, ouch!
And so what he's got to do now is go talk to the professors today to see if they will let him back in. And he's got the ultimate card to play.
He's already gone to some of these classes, right?
No, he's been going to these classes for a week and a half now.
Right.
It was just he showed up today and they said, you're no longer in this class.
Wow.
And then he said, why? And they said, you'd have to go to the office and find out.
Oh, my God.
So, anyway, I'm trying to figure out
how... So he's having kind of a stressful morning, too, I would imagine.
Very stressful morning. And as mad as I was at his situation, he was mad at me because I was coming on strong with him like he had effed it up.
Right.
When in reality, I mean, there's no one to look at but me, I guess. I mean...
Well, this is transpiring over the summer. Obviously, there's a lot of.
But I never thought to double check. I assumed, well, if I didn't pay it, the accountant guy would pay it.
And, right.
Well, he's signed up for classes and he's down there taking his classes.
You would think this would come to light like before he took his first class.
Yeah. Well, you would think so. So he's on the Earn As You Learn plan. He's back with he's going to try his hardest to get the classes back that he missed out on.
Good.
And I'm going to do my darndest to pay the bill.
Right.
So that he can.
You obviously talked with somebody from the university.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
And they take credit cards. And I said, well, that's straight. I'll send you a check or a credit card. You know, my third year, my kid's been going there.
Mm-hmm.
I said, you know. Don't you have some kind of mechanism, like,
yeah.
Do you have it in your system that my wife, who's an alumni, had passed away, and I hear the, oh, yes, well, I'm so sorry to hear that. I said, yeah, well, there's been some problems with mail and stuff, and I said, you know, Bart is still a student there, and she says, yes, he's doing well, we really love having him here. some chick in the office.
Like somebody is just not getting it.
You know, it felt like I was talking to Ed Rooney's secretary.
Hello.
I said, it didn't occur to anybody, like, after maybe the second time if you tried to contact me, you know, send me an email, say something to my kid.
Maybe they're contacting the wrong people.
When he's signing up for classes. So anyway, he was plenty PO'd.
Sure.
But let me check on that.
See if everything's going okay.
So now, you know, you have to check on tuition and check the refrigerator light.
Yeah. Did they fix that yet?
Yeah, done and done.
Good.
Oh, they repaired it? You didn't have to get a new one?
No, done and done.
Excellent.
They just got some computer, like, gadget that they put in the back, and he told me, be careful with the ice.
Compressor, maybe?
Like, how am I going to be careful with the ice?
Be careful with the ice. What, don't break it?
To make sure when the light comes on that I do something about it. No, he's not there.
I do like his answering machine. I like the fact that he has a good chunk of his song, too.
Oh, you got the whole song.
Here he is.
Come on.
To page this person, press 5 now.
Oh, gosh.
At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording...
Don't you hate it when people have long messages like that?
Like this? Yes.
You got to sit through it forever. Hey, son, I just wanted to... I was talking about, being a deadbeat dad, not paying your tuition. And just wondering if things had worked out. Oh, and also...
Damn, damn, damn!
Florida Evans.
That's for your answering machine. I'll talk to you later. Bye, bud. All right, well... I'm guessing he's okay. So those were some of the things over the weekend.
Not the best morning, it sounds like.
No, and then on Saturday, oh God, we got a break. When I woke up on Saturday, the internet was down, and I've had issues in my house with computers. And what I decided to do was maybe the dumbest thing that I've ever done.
What?
I took everything apart.
Oh,
I know nothing about computers. I really, as far as like, well, I know a
when
lot.
You say take apart, you're talking about like disconnecting all of the connections. You're not talking about getting a screwdriver and
going
into the machine.
No, well, at one point on one machine I did because I needed a USB 2.0 port, and the machine only had, it was an older computer,
right.
Only had a 1.0, so I actually did have to unscrew it and put the new thing in, the new, like on Star Trek.
USB card, the circuit card.
The new thing.
The panel.
Right.
But listen, in my house, up in our computer room, we have three computers, mm-hmm. and we have a wireless network through the house. That's how it can play Xbox Live
right.
and everything else. And what happened was this thing has been crapping out, and I've told all you guys off the air what a pain in the ass it is. Mm-hmm. And I didn't want to, like, call Geeks on Demand.
Right.
Because I don't think I'm that stupid, yet I don't know anything. So I finally got so mad on Saturday, I unplugged everything.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm talking about printers, copiers, scanners,
wow.
photo machines, three different monitors, three different computer towers, everything, and all of the speakers and all of the stuff. And what I did was, as I was unplugging stuff, because I am a stupid man, I said, I'll remember this.
Need to label.
We've all done that.
This is so easy. It's purple goes into purple, mm-hmm. and pink goes into pink.
That's right.
And the blue thing goes into the blue thing. How tough can this be? Mm-hmm. 15 minutes later, I have a pile of computers and a pile of cords.
Wire.
And because I am just such a lazy F, what I would do is, as I was taking the stuff apart, I didn't put things in proper piles. I would just say, what is this? This is a cord. Cords go in that pile.
You're trying to straighten the whole thing out. Right.
So it ended up being...
What's your primary source of internet? Is it a phone line or is it a cable?
It's broadband.
Cable modem.
Okay. It's broadband, cable modem. Right. And as it turns out, this kills me to say this, I had to read a book.
Wow. Don't you hate that?
I had to read a book to understand.
Oh, you magnificent bastard. I read your book.
It's the Cox, C-O-X.
Hey.
I wish they spelled it the other way.
I know.
The Cox Roadrunner, high-speed internet, whatever the thing is.
Right.
I read the book, which basically explained to me, you have the internet in your house.
Uh-huh.
That all you have to do is hook this route, this thing up gets the internet into your house.
That's right.
Then I had to read about the wireless router.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as it turns out, all of this crap that I had...
Did you have an Ethernet connection? He did.
I don't know. Some of this stuff worked,
uh-huh.
and some of this stuff didn't work. Like, for instance, one of the connection cords that goes from the computer monitor to the computer.
Right.
I know I had it set up, but the monitor said, and I think I'd mentioned this before, receiving no signal.
No signal.
No signal. Well, I finally figured out why. It's because the cord that the thing that's got like Pinhead's face.
Yeah, and it has screws on each side of it. You got to screw the
cord that's got 8,000 of those little pointy pinhead things.
Yeah. It's got kind of like a geometric pattern.
But they're in many different shapes and configurations.
That's right.
Well, what I had done, as I tried things my normal way,
mm-hmm.
was break all of them. Because if they would not fit in, I would jam.
You were trying to force them in?
Yeah, and they would, because it said blue. It was a blue one.
It looked
to me like it would fit.
Right.
And then it ended up I had like...
blue, wrong shape, but same color, me force.
I had all of these computer cords and all of this stuff to like hook up monitors, to speak. And I broke them all.
Oh, no.
Like you broke them by trying to force them into the input?
Yes. So what I had to do then was I go in the book, and the book says the easiest way to figure out how to do this is to go online.
Oh, that's an everything
that
you can.
Then if you go online, they're going to be able to walk you through installation on some of this stuff.
Right.
So now I've been at it literally for 5 hours. I go to Best Buy. You're not always going to get an educated person at Best Buy. Odds are, nine times out of ten, you're going to get a world champion booger eater.
But occasionally you get an ace. Occasionally.
I want to tell you, at the Reston Virginia Best Buy, I don't know who he is. I call him an FTA, an FTT.
An FTT?
A future terrorist of tomorrow. he had the look. I asked him right away as soon as he started helping me. I said, do you get stopped at the airport? And he said, every time.
Sure. But I'm going to solve all of your problems.
I got this guy, Barus. And I explained to him what I had done.
It sounds to me like you've got a big problem.
He explained it to me. He told me if I followed his instructions,
mm-hmm.
read the book,
mm-hmm.
that I could have the internet up and running within 45 minutes. And if I really applied myself, because he was, you know, here's the thing. It's like when you're at a gas, I know it's an oldest joke in the world, but if you're a guy and you ask for directions, mm-hmm. and they tell you the directions, you just go, uh-huh.
Right, yeah, right. And it goes in one ear and out the other.
The
hand.
Guy was saying to me, now you understand all of these inputs that you've screwed up. All you have to do is just put this one goes in here, this one goes in here, this goes 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 here, and you're on the internet. Then you work to the router.
And you're nodding?
And I was, uh-huh. He said, this will take you about 45 minutes.
Okay.
And then you want to get this wireless system for your house set up. That'll take you maybe half an hour. You should be up and running within 1 hour and
right.
15 minutes. Guess how long it took me.
How long?
Just guess. Yes, now this is
not five more hours.
This is past the 4 hours it took me to take everything apart.
All right. I'll say the hour and 15 minutes you predicted.
I'll say 5 hours.
It took me 9 hours.
Oh.
Nine hours additionally?
Oh. 9 hours additionally. However, I am here to tell you that it was way past my bedtime, 1 a.m. on Sunday morning.
Oh, my God.
I clicked the master switch. And it was the thing of beauty, like out of 2001.
Everything was working.
I got that reassuring hum.
Hal went back online.
Everything's back on. I got the wireless.
The Hubble telescope is working.
I got the wireless going through the house.
Oh, that's great.
I've got the thing hooked up to my Xbox so I can download movie trailers.
When you do wireless through your house, you got a little laptop that you take with you throughout the house that you can.
I have one laptop in the kitchen, another laptop in the other room, and
wow.
and on the all Xbox. Of them now I know that I've got the little thing, and when I turn it on, it says Belkin, you know, strength, excellence.
That's good.
So, let me just say, got it under control.
That's wonderful. Very good.
For me, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is friggin' huge.
You can do your work in any particular location.
That is just friggin' huge. And then the only thing that I got tripped up on was the iPod. Here's the thing. I don't mind going to the iTunes store.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind buying the music if I've got to buy the music.
Right.
But if it's going to be like, not the original version of the song, if it's going to be like, for instance.
Or a live version instead of a studio version.
Mm-hmm. That one, they'll tell you if it's live or stereo.
Yeah, but sometimes the live version.
Live or recorded.
Or studio. A lot of times the live version is the only one they have.
Right.
But a lot of times, I think a Blood, Sweat, and Tears song.
Mm-hmm.
I downloaded this, and I bought it for 99 cents. And I go to my iPod, and then what it is it's like somebody got David Clayton Thomas.
Oh.
Maybe over the weekend, and said, here's a bad karaoke track of You Made Me So Very Happy. Why don't you sing this for us?
Right, right.
Oh, you got the K-Tel done to you.
So I call my kid, because now I'm so computer literate, and I say, hey, listen, iTunes sucks. I can't find like any of the songs that I really want, uh-huh. and the versions all stink. What do you do?
What does he say?
And he said to me that it would be best if I just waited until he got home.
I think so. He's going to take care of it for you.
He thinks so. And don't bother calling me.
If you pay his tuition, he's going to take care of it for you.
Yeah, don't bother calling me, everybody, telling me how it is that I can burn stuff off CDs or go to Napster or go to whatever
it is. What you're forgetting is this particular technique that you can use.
You need to come to RobTunes. Now, that's the place to get music.
Rob's got how many albums do you have?
No, in my CD, I think I have like 7,000 songs in my computer now.
7,000 songs.
With confidence.
No, it's free, Buzz, I know you.
All right, so if I bring you my iPod tomorrow.
Yeah.
You just download all that crap?
As much as I'll fit in there.
Rob has burned music for people how long have you been doing that?
Oh, forever.
It was even popular to do it.
Back in the day of cassette tapes.
Right.
Yeah, I used to do that. I've got a good record collection on my...
I'd mention a song and Rob said, I have that. And then the next day I'd come in, there'd be a CD waiting for me. It's fantastic.
And never a penny. Never a penny, right?
Never a penny.
Never
well, it made up
penny.
For, you know, some of the other theft.
Simple graft is all.
Oh, and what a great time I had with your kid this weekend as well.
He's a good boy, isn't he?
Yeah. I enjoy spending time with Rob's family since everything happened with Frida.
Right.
And Robert, my godson, has a love of superhero costumes like I do. I spent a couple hours with him on Saturday.
You spent at least an hour
where he spirited you off to his bedroom, and I tried to rescue you, and there was no rescuing.
Well, he loves, he had his cape and cowl on, his Batman cape and cowl.
Right.
Then he would put his Spider-Man suit on over that.
He's got your collection.
Then he would put his Superman cape on over that.
Uh-huh.
Then he would want to put his Darth Vader helmet on top of that.
Yeah.
And all he would ask me constantly is, Uncle Don, when are you getting your cape and cowl?
He asked me last night when I carried him up from the basement to put him to bed, and he just wakes up a little bit when you put him in bed.
Right.
And I said, goodnight, buddy. He says, Uncle Don's getting his cape and cowl very soon.
Yes, well, when you get it, you're going to have to give him a private showing of that.
Oh, I will.
Oh, well, they're going to dress up together.
There you go.
I think that was planned, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. Yes, it was. And anyway, your kids are really great.
Weren't you jealous of his Superman cape that makes sounds?
I'm going to sound like a crazy faggot again, but he does have some cool stuff that I wish they would make for adults.
Cool.
And you know what?
Do you have this in king size?
You know what I saw on that guy's website where we're buying that cape and cowl for me?
Right.
I saw the plastic Green Hornet mask and the Green Hornet fedora.
Not to be confused with the Green Goblin.
The Green Goblin.
Right.
Spider-Man! You're doomed, Spider-Man. Right now. You know, we were killing you this weekend. Not killing you, but you do that so good. That I think
that's all I do. That's the only Willem Dafoe that I do.
I think Rob said that you should do that for his kid.
Yeah. Right.
And because, I have no talent in that area.
Right.
I couldn't resist. At one point when I was playing with Robert on Saturday, I said, hey, Spider-Man.
That's pretty good.
Spider-Man. And how's your refrigerator, Spider-Man? I'll throw one of my green bombs in it. There you go.
And then you started doing it, too.
Yeah, he loves it. He does love it.
Well, you call me anytime, and I'll give him a little of the old Green Goblin. Green Goblin's on the phone for you.
Hello, Robert.
Call you tomorrow at 5:45.
Good morning. The Green Goblin has a bit of a hangover. Okay, well, then. Let me see. Oh, we've got to hit our first break. Sorry, this was a long one.
So how was the rest of your weekend?
Well, we want to talk about 24, everybody wants.
Oh, that's right, sure. Yes, 24. Anything else going on?
I don't know. Whatever you want to talk about when we come back.
Whatever I want to talk about?
Whatever you want to talk about.
All right, I'll take you up on that.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic, and so am I.
The Don and Mike Show.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Pick and eat. The Don and Mike Show.
All right. So how was your weekend?
Weekendy. Let me just start this by saying it has been 7 months since Frida passed away. I still love Frida. I will always love Frida. But life moves on. And one thing I did promise when I came back was that the show would get back to normal, and that whatever happened to me in this new set of circumstances, I would share with you the same way that I shared everything before.
Mm-hmm. You did say that.
Now, I'm going to keep people's names out of this.
It's probably a good idea.
Because it ain't none of your business, and none of you know this person anyway. And to make sure that it was cool, this was a little awkward, but
TV viewers would know her.
I thought I had to do this. I called my sister-in-law last night.
Happiness, thy name is Denza.
I called I called my sister-in-law last night, and I said, hey, how are you? And she said, I am fine. How are you? Did you watch the games? And I'm like, yes, what did you think? Blah, blah, blah. You watched 24. And I said, Robin, I don't know how to tell you this. I got laid. And she said, oh, well, good for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, what were the circumstances? And I told her more details than I will tell all of you now,
mm-hmm.
Only because she's Frida's sister.
Right.
And she said, well, good. And she was cool with it.
Okay,
I'm guessing everybody else would be cool with it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, here's the thing. What do you need to know?
Surprise.
Yes.
Anticipated.
No. What else you need to know?
Now, wait a minute. You're stonewalling here. I ask. My question would be, was this something that that you at least had some time to anticipate, or was the arrival of this person a complete and utter surprise to you?
Okay, I'll tell you what I...
See, I got the old degree in broadcast journalism. I can ask the tough questions.
I'll tell you what I can tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I met her because of similar circumstances in our lives. Okay. And not necessarily the obvious one you think, although it might be that.
Okay. Right.
But I met her because of circumstances.
Right.
Known her for a while. Just known her.
And
on Sunday...
The next question would be, when I say, did you have any advance... Was this rendezvous... can I ask you some specific questions? You can just tell me no if you don't want to answer them.
Yeah.
This obviously happened on your home turf?
Yeah, that's what I want to talk about. It's creepy. I mean, it was okay, sure. But it was creepy because it was in my house.
But no,
it was like cheating...
Right. But it's not.
I know.
You know that.
I know, but it was like cheating because there's pictures of Frida everywhere.
Right, right.
And we had to go to the guest room.
Of course.
I didn't feel that...
You had a guest.
...that the boudoir was, you know, the main boudoir was the spot.
Right. What kind of drink did you put the roofie in? What kind of narcotic was used?
Regular Pepsi.
When this person, I guess here's the question I'm asking. The specific question: was this a knock on the door visit, or was this a phone call that precipitated this rendezvous?
Saleswoman?
No, phone call.
Okay. Then after the phone call, did you entertain the idea that maybe?
No. I'm surprised you haven't asked me questions like.
Now you're going to control the questions that I'm going to ask you. Is it? You know, I understand you being a, okay. You know, a control freak over this show, but Jesus Christ, let me ask these questions.
Well, it's my story.
I know it's your story. You're not. First of all, you're not answering some of the questions that I'm asking.
That's right.
And I'm trying to get to the bottom of it.
I will answer them to the best of my ability to what I feel most comfortable with discussing.
Has this person been somebody who you've entertained the idea, at least the very idea in the back of your mind, that maybe, hey, you know, this could be something?
Sure.
So there's attraction there. Obviously, there has to be.
Well, how you doing, Tiger?
There has to
That's
be attraction.
Right.
There.
Daddy got the job done, so yes. There you go.
There has to be attraction. Was there much discussion about it prior to it happening?
No.
Or was it one of those kind of movie things where things just one thing led to another?
Well, that's for the
kabingo, kabango.
Yeah. No.
There was no discussion.
How old is she, anyway, since you brought it up?
Early 40s.
Okay. So she's close in age to you.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And can I get to afterwards?
What's the hurry?
Well, you're
going to control my...
Am I doing that
to you?
No, I'm kidding. I mean, it was a joke.
I mean, if you want to move right to the afterwards...
I want to jump around because I'm filled with tons of questions.
You don't even know how it happened or anything.
I have just... were there drinks involved?
No. It was 1 o'clock. I mean, it was
the middle of the day.
2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon.
So there was a phone call.
Yes.
Was it like, why don't you come over? Would you like to come over and watch the game?
Here was the phone call.
Uh-huh.
The phone call was... I am a big Pittsburgh. It was hello.
How are you?
Uh-huh. Hello, I am fine.
Right.
Do you have, as she put it, high definition?
Right.
I said, yes.
Do I?
Yes, I do.
Right.
Is the game today in high definition?
Uh-huh.
I said, yes, it is. Diehard Steelers fan.
Right. Uh-huh. Love to see it in high definition.
Love to see what
you
high
got a
definition
high def set
all about. Uh-huh. I was caught a little off guard.
You probably knew at that moment.
No, I really don't think that was... I've talked to this woman before.
Okay, then let me ask a different question, then you can answer it if you choose to.
Okay.
You didn't think, but did you, in the back of your mind, you think, wouldn't that be nice if?
No, never. No. Never. If anything, I was nutty, worried... getting laid was the last thing mm-hmm. that was on my mind. I thought, Jesus Christ, a half hour, a chick's coming over here. a half an hour, someone's coming over here. You know, I immediately got to do like, how's my breath? I'm not thinking, am I going to get late? I'm thinking, are there dirty dishes out?
Were you showered?
Yeah, I was clean.
Okay.
It was decent. Yeah.
Did you change?
No, because I wanted to prove to myself and to her that it was just, because she said, it's just low key.
Right.
I just love to see the high definition. I know that you've got it, that you like football, blah, blah, blah. Maybe you'd like some companionship.
And you mentioned it happened during halftime.
I said, this is not a person that I just picked up off the Asian chat room. Okay.
You actually, you said halftime.
So she's Asian.
She's not Asian.
Oh, okay.
She's not Asian.
All right. Can I get to my... Halftime? Is that what you said?
Yes. What? Now, don't get mad at Buzz.
Well, I'm just trying to get... You know, meanwhile, the dialogue with the man that you already told about this is going swimmingly.
I can't even get my questions. He don't know more than you do.
He doesn't.
He doesn't. I swear, Mike, he doesn't know any more than you do.
Mm-hmm. How much detail are you prepared to offer as to how it kind of happened? Did it happen totally spontaneously?
Yes.
Did it happen with actions or words? Now, when I say that, was there a, you know, kind of a dialogue that preceded?
No. Here's the thing. She come over and
come down with something unexpected, Rob.
She's wearing her Steelers clothes.
Uh-huh.
You know. Now what are you laughing at? What are you laughing at? You're going to kill me.
I just choked my water. You see, wear your Steelers jersey, nothing else on.
Yeah, but she had a jersey on.
Right.
She had a jersey on.
And we know how you feel about gold and black.
Mm. Oh, I just like the football jerseys.
Right. I'm sorry. I spit my water all over the place.
So anyway, she shows up and she brought some chili. She said, we can like in her own crock. I mean, she really came prepared. She had, like, this little crock pot thing.
Right.
Said, here, this we can eat this later.
Mm-hmm.
It was great.
That's good.
So we go, we sit down in my cave, and there's a chair, an oversized, not a love seat so much, but and it turned out to be a love seat in the beginning. But it's for two people to sit.
Right.
I got it specifically so when Frida would bitch about how I used to love to watch TV, I'd say, well, come watch with me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, come in and watch on the nice TV with me.
Right.
Now, the thing is, it's for two people, especially two people who are not, haven't lived together for 25 years. Mm-hmm. It was a little close. It was like I was sitting on my side and she was sitting on her side. And the table that had the cans of soda pop were to the left, and if she needed...
I'll get right to it. You can answer this whether you want to. Who made the first move?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
I did. She's a real big Pittsburgh fan, and you know how nice Peyton Manning was to me personally.
Right, after Frieda passed away. Mm-hmm.
And I kept telling her over and over, Pittsburgh is just killing the Colts.
Right.
She said, I'm so sorry, but she was getting excited, and she was waving her terrible towel, and I said, mm-hmm. Hey, be happy. I got nothing invested. This is not like the Green Bay Packers playing.
Yeah, exactly.
I said, I'm a fan of this guy, Peyton Manning, but, you know, I'm just all for a good game.
Life goes on.
Thank God.
Thank God.
Thank God.
So at this point, it gets to be roughly, there was 1 minute and 30 seconds left in the first half.
Were you drinking wine, beer?
I was drinking Diet Vanilla Coke, and she had, I think, the same thing.
Oh, okay.
No booze. There's no booze. Now, I did have an awkward moment when I said, do you mind if I smoke? Because... Yeah, you know, she's a guest in my house.
Right.
But I am watching football, and I am not going to watch football without a Fuente Opus X.
A little cigar in your room.
My favorite cigar. Now the thing is, this is where...
Did you offer her one?
No, this is where I first thought. This is, Mike, you asked about the first time that I thought.
Yeah.
About something.
Yeah.
I thought, if I smoke a cigar, I'm not even going to get a kiss.
Yeah,
I know.
It's very
difficult
to initiate anything with ass breath.
Because, you know, a cigar would give you a major ass breath.
Right.
But I figured it's my house.
So that tells me that you weren't expecting anything.
No. What's the first?
The fact that you were even thinking cigar.
I said to her, like, with 5 minutes to go on to the first quarter, do you mind if I smoke?
Uh-huh. Right.
She said, it's like, it's what I do. I love cigars. She said, no, it's your house. You've got the fan ventilation system. Go ahead. So I thought, what the hell? So I lit up the cigar. We watched the game. She's asking me questions about the game. She knows a lot about football. Colts are getting killed. And at one point, we were sitting. She leaned over to get her can of soda pop.
Right.
And as she leaned over, something just happened to me.
Yeah.
And it was just one of those things. It was just like, I thought, well, what the hell? You know, Jesus, I want to.
She was there.
I'm pretty sure she wants to. I mean, if she doesn't, I'm certainly going to find out.
Yeah.
So I just kissed her.
Right.
Mm-hmm. With my cigar tongue going into her mouth.
And that was, right. Okay. And that's and then the rest is, how shall we say, history.
And then there was some kissing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, well, we got to slow down for a second. We have to slow down for just 1 second. Because
mm-hmm.
my mind really was just going.
Sure, I can imagine. I would
crazy. And at the same time, there's a dumb part of me that's still wanting to watch the game.
Yeah.
I swear to Christ.
You are a fan.
You love the football.
You are a big fan.
So it's like we're doing that.
This is during the first half this happens.
Yes, but there's, you know, there's...
First quarter?
No, less than 2 minutes left in the first half.
Okay.
I said to her...
Yeah, that's a good detail to remember, too. You're pretty good with those details.
About 1 minute, 37 seconds left in the first half. That's where I go.
Nice to know that in this moment of, of release, that you were able to still take a look at the clock.
I go for the kiss. And, you know, to my surprise, I'm not pushed away, you know, and I don't hear, like, you know, I'm calling my lawyer.
Right. That's good. You know, that's a good sign.
This is good.
Now, that's usually a very good sign.
Now, I say to her, I really have no idea what I'm doing. I mean, I am so out of my element, I really don't know what comes next.
Mm-hmm.
And then she said, well, you know, what do you want to come next? And I said, why don't we go upstairs? You know, my implication was pretty
interesting. I don't think you can be any more clear than that.
Right.
No, I mean, and see, here's the thing, man. I mean, I almost feel creepy talking about this, but like I said, it is just a fact that Frida's gone, and that eventually I was going to have to, at least, you know, Daddy has needs.
This might
be weird talking about this.
This might be a weird, and I know you're not doing it for that reason. You're doing it because I think you're doing it for yourself to talk about it. But I would imagine that they're, in a way, you're probably helping people that are in a similar situation.
And I would think to
articulate, you're probably articulating things that a lot of people have gone through, and
when I told,
probably thank you for that.
When I told Rob, one of the things I said when I did tell Rob, I didn't tell him any details, but I did say, you know, I'm going to mention this because, Jesus, at least I'll be able to stop saying on the air how horny I am all the time, and, you know, Daddy needs, you know, Daddy has needs.
Mm-hmm. And you're being honest about
so,
it. That's a good thing.
So we go upstairs.
Yes.
And I said to her, you must understand that, you know, it's been a long time. And I was, you know, I started the whole thing, and there was only one woman in my life. And I've never gotten any awards for my skills as a love maker.
Right.
And I'm saying all this stuff, you know, I'm just talking like an idiot as we're walking upstairs.
Right.
And incidentally, as we're walking upstairs and I'm saying this stuff to her, she's asking me, like, oh, what's this picture? And I'm going, oh, well, that's us in Colorado. That's where we were.
So she's kind of stable emotionally during this whole thing.
Yeah.
She's kind of hanging. She's helping you out a little
very
bit.
Very much so.
Right. On what's probably a difficult thing.
So we get upstairs.
Until, of course, the autopilot takes over.
We get upstairs. This would be a good place, really, to take a break.
Damn right.
I ain't kidding you. This would be a good place to just take a break.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just figure out how do I want to explain the rest of this to you.
All right. You know what? You could stop now, and all my questions so far have been answered, but I certainly have a few more. For phase two, but I think as far as the first time, you know, you kind of, once you got rolling on it was I didn't need to ask any questions.
So here's the thing: is there any appreciable difference in me today? Can you tell that?
No.
So you can't. So as far as
I really can't.
See, because I thought that...
I only one thing.
Right.
You know how we were talking about that thing in the office, you and me?
Yeah.
You know? You're, you got a little swagger back. You got a little, you got a little swagger back. You know, almost to the point where it's like, you know, okay. I know. You're a little large and in charge today. That, other than that, that's, you know, that's what I noticed.
We're talking about a personal item in Mike's life.
Right.
I was giving Mike some unsolicited advice.
Ah.
About his life.
I see.
You seem to have, that's a little bit.
I guess you're right.
Is that pretty accurate?
Yeah, that's. Yeah, I pretty much did lecture you and tell you exactly how to run your life.
Yeah, but at no time during that conversation did I look at you in the eye and say, well, doesn't somebody have it all figured out?
I didn't mean to come across that way.
But you asked that question now and I just realized that's kind of, you know, you got a little, in that regard, you got a little spring in your step, which is not a bad thing at all.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I get back to the same thing. You talked about everything and respect and all that.
I got about everything, yeah.
You're helping people that are in a similar situation.
Well,
really, I think there are other people in a variety of ways that I'm sure have gone through a similar thing that you've gone through.
Well, when we come back, there's really not much more to tell, except...
When we come back, will you be playing that music?
What music?
The sex music.
You mean this? Yeah,
good.
Yeah, good. I'll tell you about the trip upstairs.
Yeah. And then I can get to the other series of questions, not the least of which is, how many times did Rob call you while this was going on?
Hi, Don.
Here's the thing.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm getting way ahead of myself. After everything was done,
right,
and then when Awkward City became the hometown,
uh-huh,
when things really, and I went...
I can imagine. I can imagine more so than normal.
A little freaked out.
In my head, it was, oh, don't, Damien,
yeah,
Damien,
right, uh-huh,
Damien.
Right.
I mean, I had 8,000 days. Yeah. The phone rings, and it's like him, like, wow, did you... How come it says on that guy's jersey, Tank Johnson? Why do they got to put his first name and his last name on the jersey? You know, and I'm standing there, and she's there, and I'm like going to Rob, I'm not really sure why they would put that on his jersey.
Did you notice any difference in his tone?
I did not.
Okay, good.
Well, I had to,
good.
She was gone. I had to call him back. I said, hey, you big dope. I just got, you know, I just boned this chick.
Oh,
so I just,
respectfully.
Had love.
I understand.
Had love.
I completely understand.
Oh, had love.
Love.
Oh, sloppy love.
So you said you covered almost all of it, but not mm-hmm. completely all of it, right?
Okay, when we left off, we'll pick this up.
Somebody was pointing at a picture on the way up to the boudoir.
That's right. It, Mike. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I'd like to tell you something if I could.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Two things at once.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville.
I'd like to tell you something if I could.
Here we go.
It's always been said that a person cannot return to their hometown, but you have disproven that theory completely, and you really made it worthwhile.
You made it worthwhile.
Hey.
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Let's conversate. The Don and Mike Show.
Thank you for the great ratings today.
Wow.
We haven't mentioned that here on WJFK. Also, they've called out to say great ratings in Baltimore. Great ratings in Sacramento and at Bakersfield, where they just moved us to nighttime tape delay.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. I guess we had a great book in Bakersfield as well.
Good news.
So all of that rating stuff should be on our website by the end of the day.
You know, you asked me before the break if there's anything that I noticed had changed about you, and I gave you my answer about there's a little extra spring in your step. I also wanted to just throw in one more thing. I don't think I've ever seen you more attractive.
Very nice.
Positively glowing. Thank you.
Glowing? Homo.
Yes, indeed.
That's not glaze, Mike. That's a nice glow. Okay, I don't want to make more out of this than it is.
Right.
I don't want to have this be the focus of the entire show. We want to talk about 24. We want to talk about the homeless guy that's living here at the radio station.
And I mean a real, real interesting homeless guy.
Cool. I mean, we've got all the stupid Golden Globes tapes.
Including Drew Barrymore's.
Yep. Golden. Do we have Drew Barrymore?
No.
Well, you don't need her. You know, it's not an audio thing.
It's a
visual.
Oh, right. It's a picture of her of her in that dress, right?
Her green orbs. Her green globes.
All right, let me just finish on this and get it out of my system.
All right.
Nice dress, Barrymore.
There you are, Barrymore. So it's Sunday, and this nice lady, who's a friend of mine, comes over to the house, blah, blah, blah. You've heard all this. We said we're going to go upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time we're walking upstairs, I'm saying stuff to her like, I feel weird about this.
Right.
This is this is like it's in my own house, mm-hmm. It was a hard thing, no pun intended, to put into words.
Right.
How weird it felt to be walking upstairs and she's looking at pictures and commenting on pictures of my family and
mm-hmm.
and but she was cool with it. Mm-hmm. We got upstairs and I said, well, now hold on, real bedroom, can't do that.
Yeah,
can't do that. I mean, not only is there a gigantic picture on half the wall of Frida, Bart, and I, but there's
right.
also that picture of Frida that her mom had commissioned, the oil painting, where she looked like Winnie Cooper when
right.
she was in high school,
right. mm-hmm.
or like in junior high. So you right. can't go in there. So, well, what about the guest room? So, I said, you're the man.
You said that to her?
Yeah, I said, you're the man. How about the guest room?
Uh-huh.
How about it? So we went in there, there was a picture of Bart and a picture of another family member. I just put the frame down.
Right.
And then said, it's been a while, and it was over the first time. It was over before it started.
Yeah.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Mr. 13-year-old. If you need a point of reference on this, rent the movie Mystery Alaska. Now, this is an obscure film with Russell Crowe and Mary McCormick.
Uh-huh.
But at one point, it's about these kids that live in Alaska, and they're a hockey team. And the New York Rangers are going to come to Alaska to play.
Can't you pick a more well-known movie, like maybe Forrest Gump?
All right. Touche. Same point. Anyway, there's not a delicate way to put it.
And not later on, Forrest Gump. It's in the dorm room, Forrest Gump.
Yes, right. No, no. Right. I mean, when we got upstairs,
uh-huh.
and finally I had worked through all the mental crap in my head,
right.
I said, look what happened.
Yeah.
Look what happened. look what you made me do.
So shortly thereafter, there was a second go-round then.
Yeah, and she said, well, come on. Maybe it's a leak. You know, mm-hmm. I said, well, I know when there's a leak, and I know.
My. That's certainly plenty of detail there. That's plenty of detail.
Who knows, Mike? I'm just talking.
Yeah, right.
Yep, I'm just talking. Did you want the detail, or did you?
It's certainly. You're explaining what happened.
That's
and
funny.
Thank you, Buzz.
All right. Well, then let's talk about 24.
No. I just meant about that.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
In terms of detail, that was funny.
You don't have the right, if you're asking these questions, right. you want the story and you right. want the mic.
No, you're telling details. You couldn't give that story. You could not have explained that story without giving that detail.
That was a bit of a PE on my part.
Uh-huh. This has nothing to do with number three. This has everything to do with time frame. How long before you did it the right way?
Less than five minutes. I mean,
okay. So here's my question.
He's so ready.
That's
what
great.
I'm saying.
That's good. Were you back in your seats in time for the start of the second half?
No.
Ah. Okay no. then.
You have to kind of put up the.
Yeah.
You know, no matter what, no matter how brief an encounter, whether it'll happen again, whether
right.
it won't, you probably had to.
Well,
go through the most. Did that bother you that you had to perhaps linger a little longer than you normally would have?
No. The truth of the matter is. After 7 months, and let's face it, like I said, this was, for me, this was in 25 years, brand new.
Right,
so,
yeah, right.
First time ever, what's not to like?
Yep.
I said to her when we were done, if this ever happens again, I hope you like it, because I'm sure it won't be as good. Because
way to lower expectations.
That's certainly telling it the way it is.
Because you're going
to find, yeah, she's got to admire your candor.
Because you're going to find that I'm a very giving lover, and when I say that, I mean I like to give you my love, and then when I'm done giving you my love,
you where's the remote?
Yeah. But that was
okay.
It was,
everything was cool psychologically and all that.
More than okay. Things are great.
Yeah, I don't think you'd be in here talking about it if it wasn't.
And we were done. And then I said, "Well, I'm going to, being as it's my house, I guess I'm going to go into the other room and, towel off and brush my teeth." And
she didn't run from the house crying or anything like that?
Do what I have to do. No, I left her there, and she...
And you weren't crying?
She asked me for a towel.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I got her a towel and...
A hand towel.
And told her to clean herself up.
I would imagine it was, with everything, it was probably quite an emotional experience.
It was.
Yeah,
and then
sure.
We went downstairs, and for about 5 minutes, we pretended like it didn't happen.
Uh-huh.
And then we acknowledged that it happened.
Yeah.
And then I got a phone call from, what?
It's all about timing. That's Bart returning your call.
Yeah.
You wanted to call him back?
Ooh, I ain't shared this with him.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Let's all ixnay on the...
Of course. Yeah, absolutely.
No, I just want to make sure that his knowledge is okay. I mean, I'm... For goodness sakes, I called him about it. I called him about it on the radio today. Hey, bud.
Hey, Pop. What's up?
Hola. I had mentioned I was going through the weekend and all the stuff that I did this weekend, and I mentioned about not paying your tuition.
Yeah, that was a pleasant phone call this morning.
Now, come on, the guys here will back me up that I said that I overreacted, got mad at you when really, and then realized, whoop, duh,
yeah.
I didn't pay the bill or. Steve didn't pay the bill, but...
Everything going okay now?
That's what we're checking on.
I think so. I just got out of classes for the day.
Oh, good.
All right. Did you get into the other classes you needed to get into?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Good.
Oh, good.
Oh, kind of. I talked to the teacher. She's still got to talk to me about it.
All right.
Outstanding. All right. Just double checking. That's all.
All right.
Just making sure. Because, here was your chance. I thought it's a chance to even things up.
Mm-hmm.
I presented it on the air just like it happened. I got the phone call from you saying, Dad, I got kicked out of class.
You kind of were, a little harsh there thinking, hey, what the hell's going on?
And immediately I got pissed off and you said, it's not your fault. And I said, you're sure it's not your fault? And it turned out it's not your fault.
Yeah,
I don't pay the bills. So that lays on somebody else.
Yes, okay. Well, that has been well documented. Well,
All right, but
I'm glad you got your classes worked out.
Not 100%, but we'll talk about it later.
All right, close enough. Okay, all right, I'll talk to you later tonight, bud.
All right, love you too.
Bye-bye.
Very good.
Bye-bye.
All right, so that's another thing that was going on with everything else.
And that was today. That was today. This was all,
right.
All this other stuff. So we got done with doing the thing and
right.
went downstairs. And
This show right now is about as real as it's ever been.
You're almost whispering.
Then went downstairs and it was like we were nice, but it was like we pretended like it didn't happen and then kind of said, well, it did happen and, then you know me. Really, I said, I've not had a lot of chance to get feedback from anybody for nearly a quarter of a century.
True.
I said, don't worry about sparing my feelings. How was it?
Ah.
And she said, you're fantastic.
There you go.
I said, boy, you haven't been late in a long time, have you?
And what did she say to that?
She laughed. She said, no, she hadn't.
Right.
No, she had not been late in a long time. And then... And then at that point, I got a phone call, and people were coming over, and I just had to say to her, this has been great, but, people are coming over, so now you have to go home.
Before the game was over?
No, the game was over.
Okay, good. So there's a good one.
The good part is that we were able to go upstairs, have sex, and then... come downstairs and watch the last. I thought was the last 5 minutes of the game. It was just in freaking incredible,
pretty amazing football game.
So we got to watch the game, and then the call from the people who were gonna know, and she was cool with that. I said,
okay,
you know,
that's good.
I said, these are friends, and it's just like, you know, I'm not up. I don't have a girlfriend. You know, I mean, and God knows I probably drove this woman away, because I must have said to her 1,000 times, "You're not my girlfriend. I don't have a girlfriend. We're not dating.
Right.
I'm not going to go out and take you to a movie. I'm not going to go out and take you." I mean, I was just throwing everything.
A little nervous.
I was just throwing everything out. Like,
do you think you're saying that because it's something you might want to do?
No, hell no.
Well,
how
the hell do I know?
I mean, well, with no offense to her.
Right.
She seems very nice.
Right, it's just not what you had in mind right now.
No. I mean, like, that's exactly what I want to do, is just go down and spend more time with worthless BS small talk.
Right.
No, right now, here's what I just want. Bang, bang, bang.
Do you see that happening again?
Out go the lights. I'd say there's a good shot.
Mm-hmm.
I think it could
okay
be.
You're both there for each other right now.
Right. It could be arranged.
There you go.
I think it could be arranged. But I made the point of, you know, saying, you know, don't expect me to be. What a dick I am. It was a very nice lady.
Well, you were being honest.
Right? And I'm like, you know, as she's leaving, I said, like, okay, so you got to go now because these, you know, friends are coming over and, like, they wouldn't understand. And I said, so remember, you know, I said, really great. I'm like, mwah. Okay, it's great now.
That's nothing remember, you didn't learn at some of the, like, country's finest radio stations. So,
you know,
don't worry about it.
I'm not ready for a relationship. You know that. This is not a relationship. This
right. And obviously she didn't say anything that would have indicated that, right?
No.
No. She's probably in the same boat you're in.
I don't want to talk about specifics, but
right,
but we have a couple of things in common.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, that's good.
So that's it.
You didn't have a, after the refrigerator's broke, you didn't have a rabbit boiling on your
I did not. So there you go. That's your update. I finally got laid, okay?
Congratulations. A little round of applause.
I think I've answered all of your questions about my sexual performance. I had a little PE going, uh-huh, a premature. I rallied,
right,
came back. Got her downstairs, got her out before company came over, and incredibly spoke to her the next day, and she didn't tell me that I'm a jerk.
Well,
so
that's good. That's a good thing. Right. And one thing you haven't talked about, and I don't, maybe you want to talk about it, maybe you don't, how was the chili?
Oh, it was good.
Uh-huh. Did she leave the crock pot behind?
Yes.
Boy.
It's in the...
Did you put it in the refrigerator?
No, there's a refrigerator in the garage.
Okay.
And it's,
you left it in the mailbox.
It's in the thing in the garage.
Uh-huh.
And the deal was, she said, if you want any more, just take it. If not, just throw it away and just, you know, either drop it. I mean, she left it very loose with me. Like, you know, just drop
the porch.
Drop it by my house anytime you want. Mm-hmm. You know, even if I'm not there, just leave it.
Right. And you ring the doorbell and run?
Yeah, and I'll light it on fire and fill it with S. See if she goes out and stomps on
her. How would you rate the entire experience on a scale of 1 to 10?
For who? For me or her?
You can't judge it for her. For you.
For me?
Yeah.
Well, because I felt like such an awkward nerd. About like a 7.
7.
About a 7. Not to say that it wasn't, you know, everything that's built up to be.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Not to say that it's everything that the Bible doesn't say it will be.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just a new and unique experience.
But a 10 for her?
Oh, yeah, off the charts.
Yeah, I thought so.
Off the charts.
An 11.
I'm not kidding. Gigolo. Remember, you can't spell gigolo without...
Would you be entertaining any questions for friends off air?
No, Mike. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don. Congratulations. I wondered if you could share with us the celebrity your conquest most resembles.
Incidentally, that was one of my questions. I respectfully did not ask that question.
No.
Okay.
I
respect that also.
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Jesus Christ. That wouldn't have been my number two question. I thought it was appropriate to ask it.
She's horribly disformed. She's
disfigured?
She's a burn victim.
That is bad.
Okay. I met her in critical care. She burned over 98% of her body.
Wow.
She has to drink through a tube.
Right.
Very hard to make love to her. No, what am I going to say? She's, okay, come on. Hey, listen, you know, she ain't no dog. Okay? I don't want to get...
Nice looking woman.
Yeah, I believe so.
She listening?
God damn, I hope not. I really hope not. Although I did place the courtesy call to her as well to say I will be discussing this at some point.
Well,
you know, but then I said again, I'm going to discuss this at some point on the radio, but don't worry, I'm not going to say your name or anything.
Yeah, right.
I said, and, you know, don't forget, you know, you're not my girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Like, okay, I heard you.
You made that clear.
Right. That. So, that's all I got to tell
you. Do you feel better after talking about it on the radio?
Yeah, only because it's like getting through the holidays with something.
It's behind you.
Getting,
right.
You know, and now this has been breached.
Right.
You know, this holiday has been breached. So, now let's move on. I can't say anymore that I'm not getting laid. That I got laid.
Now that you've crossed that particular threshold,
mm-hmm.
the only thing I could say to you would be, bring them on.
The line forms
the
here.
The balcony is open.
Except I know that I'm not going to, I mean, not that there's going to be a, listen, look at me. Listen to me, Jesus Christ.
You're a very, very wealthy and powerful man.
If anything, it was a mercy F on her part. But
no.
I'm certainly not going to get anybody else, what with my build up talk and get my pep talk, which is really great. Hi, you're really great. You should know this, that I'm pretty sure that I'm never going to get married again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure that I'm never going to live with anybody mm-hmm. again. I'm pretty sure that I like spending time alone, and I'm pretty sure that I'm screwed up in my head, and I'm still not right with things, and no matter what happens between us, you're not going to be my girlfriend, and I'm not going to take you out anywhere and like go to dinner and stuff like that, because I'm really not into that. But other than that, how do you think it's going?
So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, right, there's a chance. Okay. There's a chance that when we come back, we'll finally talk about 24.
What a great show.
Finally talk about 24. Finally. Or I could, you know, look at, I mean, I imagine.
You might be wanting to field some questions from our listening audience.
I imagine that's what all the phone calls are about.
I would imagine so.
But I don't know if there's any more I want to tell you than what I told you. Right, I think I've given everybody enough information for one day.
Jesus, you think? I think absolutely, quite a lot.
Okay. All right, well then I'll let it go.
But I bet I was just going to add one more thing.
What's that?
I mean, there might be somebody out there that calls with a perhaps a certain question that maybe we hadn't covered, that maybe you hadn't covered, that you did feel comfortable about talking.
Give me 1 minute
about.
On the clock.
1 minute.
Give me 1 minute on
Let's
the clock.
Let's find out.
Can I also say, with that said?
Yeah.
I don't think there's a chance that's going to happen.
All right, give me 1 minute on the clock. And here we go. Let's see. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk to Don.
Yes, go ahead. What's up?
No, I was just curious, you know, if he's planning on maybe just keeping this girl as a friend, and, you know, you got needs, I got needs, see what happens.
I don't know. I'm going to play it loose. Hello, Don and Mike show.
It was Linda Carter.
People want to guess.
It's a nice little mental picture.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hi there.
It was Colette, wasn't it? You guys always have that good bond between you when you're talking to her on the radio.
I hope you're being funny.
It was Colette.
I really hope that you're trying to...
Oh, the secret's out now.
Make a joke. Hello, Don and Mike show.
I hope so, too.
Why would anybody be making a joke about that?
The last thing I would do is bang someone that works here. Are you kidding me? Jesus Christ.
Great cover story.
Don.
Oh,
yes.
Don.
What?
Celebrity she most resembles.
I've already told you. I'm not going to answer that. She is pretty. Okay?
Okay. Good enough.
Thank you.
Vanilla. That's the 60 seconds.
That's it.
That's it.
That's it. I'll bring it up another day on the show, or you guys can bring it up another day.
Mm-hmm. I'm never going to bring it up again.
How about that 24?
Yeah. And those Redskins.
How about that? Isn't that something?
Isn't that something?
Yeah. Wow. We'll be right back.
It's the Don and Mike Show. Is the Don and Mike Show.
And the Golden Globe goes to Brokeback Mountain.
Homo, 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 homo. The Don and Mike Show.
Oh, hold on a second. I'm not too gay.
Gay, but not too gay.
I mean, I know a lot of people think that my love of that song is gay, and then we played the Brokeback Mountain thing, and I had the same song in there.
Well, it was the big winner.
It was.
Give me a moment.
Gay, but not too gay.
The Don and Mike Show.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
This says hetero. Yeah.
And the Golden Globe goes to Brokeback Mountain.
Homo.
They always keep it brown. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Took a step back there and then everything came together.
There you go.
So to speak.
All right, so the Golden Globes. And we'll talk about 24 in this break. And Buzz, if you would please be so kind to go to DonandMikeWebsite.com. Everybody's got the pictures of the hottest pieces of asses from the Golden Globes.
Right. Yeah.
I think I've got the two best up there for you today.
Okay. Hang on just a second.
Let me just say, if you want to be like Jerry Lewis.
And then I sat and really worked it.
This is what you need. This is what you need.
Yeah.
Let's see. We've got tapes of everybody last night from the Golden Globes. You got it there, Buzz, on today's hot steaming log?
Yes, here it is.
There you go.
Winner.
That would be...
Winner!
Hot. You want to see the hotties, go to our website.
That would be MetLife. And then below that would be, I believe that's Goodyear.
Yeah. Is that Mannheim Latifah? Is that the Mannheim Latifah combo?
Yes, it is.
That wonderful Christmas band, Mannheim Latifah.
Look at the arms. The arms are hot. So hot.
So there they are. Last night at the Golden Globes.
And Queen Latifah opened the whole thing up.
Now, I can't see who would have, and I bet it's easy for her to open the whole thing.
Yeah, she does.
Baby. I know Mike mentioned that he had TiVo'd the Golden Globes last night.
I TiVo'd and then watched it.
Because I don't see who in their right mind would watch it in regular real time. Because here's what you had on last night.
I don't think I could have stood it. That too.
At the same time, last night you had the Golden Globes, who cares? But then you had 24 as well. And on Sunday night when you had 24 on, you had Desperate Housewives on.
Right.
And you had Grey's Anatomy on against 24.
Sandra Oh, I know you're a big fan of Sandra Oh. She was a big winner last night for Grey's Anatomy.
I got a tape of her, too. Mm-hmm. That's a chick from Sideways.
She was the most excited winner, I think.
The Chinese chick.
See what I mean?
It goes on and on.
She finally composes herself enough to say thank you. Not yet, though. Got off an alarm.
Thought we would add a little Yoko.
Sounds like one of Yoko's songs.
I'm serious. It will go on for over 2 minutes.
Wow.
Here's...
And the Golden Globe goes to...
Here she is, really...
Sandra Oh, Grey's Anatomy. I feel like someone set me on fire.
See, that's where she just did a little but then we took it in.
That's an excited woman for you.
All right, well, you get jokes.
I think you understand that.
You get jokes. So anyway, there's so many great things on TV.
And yet, the Golden Globes did win in the ratings last night, beating 24.
You are kidding.
I am not kidding. I am not kidding.
Don't ever be in the office with Don and Rob and have seen something they didn't see. Because they will go into this little dance about, I could tell, I could feel it, Because normally I come in here and I don't know dick.
Right.
I walk in here and they've seen everything, communicated about
That's
everything.
Right.
I come in and the first thing I say, I watch the entire Golden Globes. Mm-hmm. And they're both kind of doing their little, I don't think anybody watched it.
I don't think anybody would have watched that at all.
But they did, yeah. See, I'm plugged in, Don. I'm plugged into the pulse of society.
With no offense to Buzz,
yes.
I think I will wait until tomorrow.
Okay.
Until the ratings are in the newspaper.
See? Right. Still can't get any credit.
Because a lot of times Buzz will say, such and such a show did great in the ratings.
Uh-huh.
I was all over the Globes for you. I watched it. I was plugged in. I was your entertainment reporter last night.
Okay, Mary Hart.
I was completely there. I was there just like, what's her name? The lady we used to have on the show was there.
I should remember
her name if I'm that plugged in.
Nancy Odell
who kicked the whole thing off with her half-naked gown.
Oh.
Now, Buzz, you're telling me that that show straight up from 8 till 10, uh-huh. East Coast time,
uh-huh.
beat 24.
That's what I'm telling you.
In the overall ratings.
I'm going to get the numbers, but that's what I'm telling you, yes.
And where are you getting this info from, if you don't mind me asking?
I did it in my show prep today. I found it online. I'll look for it again. See if
you know,
I can find
like
it.
3 days of the entire year where I actually see everything.
Yeah.
And this is one of those days where I saw all of 24 and I saw all of the Golden Globes.
They had the entire breakdown of the Golden Globe ratings at Lago.com.
Okay, yes.
Because I'm gay and I watch the Golden Globes. There it is.
There's a little taste of it, ladies and gentlemen.
Hello.
Yes. That's it.
That's what
yes, me. I'm Mike Brokeback Mountain O'Malley.
And I
know, watching
I,
all the Golden Globes yesterday because I am a fag.
And I know the moment that you said...
I wish I knew how to quit you.
Right. We were in the office, you're talking about the Golden Globes, and I think I was the first to say, oh, no one would have watched that. It was on against 24.
That's what I thought.
And you said, what about the green dress? And I know I looked at you like, hello, what planet are you from?
Well, I can give you my take on this. Today, when I turned on the Today Show... The Today Show was talking about Drew Barrymore's dress,
right.
And the fact that she was showing her big, bountiful breasts. When I watched it, yes, I was very aware of her breasts. As a matter of fact, I was staring at them. But due to her sloppy factor,
yeah.
I did not think that that would be a big news story from the Golden Globes. But apparently... Drew Barrymore's dress is what a lot of people were talking about today. I didn't think it was that big a deal. However... The outline and everything, if you looked closely enough, and I was watching it, I wasn't watching it on high def, but I was watching it up close about 5 inches mm-hmm. from the TV. They were, you could see the outline. You know, the planet Aureolus was definitely within the
area. Gotcha.
Was the dress green at the beginning of the ceremony, too?
No, I don't believe so.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it was tan.
Very, very humid in Los Angeles.
Very, very. It did look... Like a lot of the celebrities.
Was it nippy? Was it cold?
No, it actually, she was borderline, but because the dress was so sheer, it didn't need to be.
Ah.
And it looked like a lot of people were sweating, too. It looked like it was in the old Beverly Hills Hotel.
Well, because they all get all coked up.
They were all
high. Isn't that the big thing with the Golden Globes? I mean, that they say that the difference between the Golden Globes and the
right.
other shows
right.
is that... The celebrities all get tanked up.
Trying
that,
to think who they sound.
I mean, I
didn't know.
I don't know if they get high, but it's open bar.
Right. I'm pretty sure that as presenters, they sent Matthew McConaughey out with Sarah Jessica Parker, and I'm also reasonably certain that he completely missed his cues and had to be kind of jogged by her. And he is now moving into that category of who was the Superman? Margot Kidderland. He is really starting. He looks dazed and confused. He looks a little out there.
He loves getting high and playing his bongos.
And he really looks like more and more odd and more detached every time I see him on one of these award shows.
Okay, well, we've got, you know what, I bet we'll get to this, if not today, tomorrow. Well, not today because we've got the vampire coming on.
Right.
But we do have all of the acceptance speeches that were any
they were,
good.
There weren't that many that were very good. I mean, Gina Davis's was particularly good. But a lot, you know, it really, after watching the whole thing, it was, it's more of the same. They weren't that many. The Golden Globes bills itself as the out there award show where people really let their hair down, and it couldn't have been more controlled. There was it didn't even seem like there was any cussing.
You know, I find it hard. Buzz says that more people watch that than watch 24. You watch it, I find it hard to believe.
Let it go.
Here's the thing.
Let it go. It's going to be fine.
Okay.
Yes, I watched something that everybody watched. It was a very, very special
I don't
night.
Believe yet that everybody watched it. And this is not an indictment of you, Mike. And not an indictment of you either,
okay,
Buzz.
I'll take it that way.
I just find it hard to believe that America's so stupid that America as a group would watch the freaking Golden Globes.
Well, if you're going to watch any
over 24.
If you're going to watch any award show, I think the Golden Globes is the only award show that is.
Are we not in agreement though? The 24 is the best show.
24 is the best show on television.
Now, if we could get to that, here's my thought. When I watched the first night,
mm-hmm.
first off, I had this thought: the Sopranos, no matter how great they are when they come back on,
mm-hmm.
they're not going to be able to match. The excitement.
No way.
To get up to speed.
That you get from 24.
Right.
I don't think there's ever been a show on television that matches 24's pace.
Right.
They announced previously that the first 10 minutes would be the most exciting 10 minutes and you couldn't miss it.
Right.
So I watched it waiting for something to happen. And when the big black president was shot,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't taken aback. I mean, I know you guys said that you all did the double take.
I actually jumped.
Like, whoa.
Yeah. I mean, I had it on the big screen, and I was cranking it, and when that happened, I jumped.
Didn't expect it.
24 is just the greatest show. And that first hour, the first one of the four that they ran,
right?
In my opinion, and I did a lot of thinking about it here for the last 24 hours.
Right.
No pun intended. I think that's the best hour of the show in all of the seasons. The very first hour. So much happened. You got the president. Boom. You got the moon face girl. Boom.
She's gone.
She's blowed up real good.
Tony Almeida's almost gone.
You've got Chloe, who's banging the slicky guy.
How about
Chloe? You've got Edgar. You've got Jack, who's back. And goddamn, is Jack back. I mean, what about that show is there not to love? The only thing that the only nitpick you could possibly have could be where you have to suspend disbelief.
You have to suspend disbelief, but I also think before it started, as much as I was looking forward to it, mm-hmm. when they said 4 hours, you know, where it's going to be, I kind of went, oh, yeah. God. And then I don't think I've ever on any level watched a television show where 2 hours passed that fast, where the 2 hours was over on both nights, and I said,
wasn't it like watching a movie?
It was like watching a great movie that was so action packed that you don't even know the time passes. I thought it was incredible that way.
And even the show, even though the show is in a lot of ways predictable
and unbelievable, formulaic.
Yes, and you know what's going to happen.
Right.
It still is just great, and the thing that they're doing this year is they're using the boxes a lot better.
Right.
Where you've got 4,000.
I agree.
Now, I think the two unsung heroes this year, not heroes, but like favorite characters.
Mm-hmm.
First, I'm so glad that President Hughes is back. And that they're making him even more Nixon-like than before.
Oh, with that phony smile of his, it's great.
And Jean Smart as the flipped-out first lady.
Uh-huh. And I, to introduce a character like that.
How genius is that?
And to have that character take hold, take charge so quickly. I guess it's really a credit to the actress that she's so perfect for the role.
You know, even when the Lord of the Rings, when the fat Lord of the Rings, the Rudy Rudiger guy.
Chubby.
Now, when that guy,
I really didn't think I was going to like him, and then they make you like him.
And Mike, this is exactly it. I was on the phone with my friend Drunk Rob last night. And we were discussing in the first, during the commercial break, in the first scene the Lord of the Rings guy was in, I had the same thought. I said, what do you think about the fat guy from Lord of the Rings? I don't know. But by the end of the episode, even that guy is believable and good, isn't he?
And that was the second time over the weekend that Rudy made me laugh and cry. It was wonderful because he was so wonderful in that. But I thought...
And you watched the movie Rudy this weekend?
I watched Rudy with my daughter, I think, on Saturday.
Did you cry?
I might have just had a little
bit. Homo.
Had a couple of moments at the end. You know, I've seen it a lot. But when Rudy showed up on 24, I said, too young, really almost too young. It's not going to work. And then immediately, once again, because of the actor, he insinuates himself into the plot, and I thought it was fantastic.
How great is the violence as well on 24? Now, I know that we love the violence on The Sopranos, but the thing is, on 24, it's just, I mean, I don't want to say there's something great about watching what appears to be a terrorist, the threat and a guy getting shot in the head.
It's fun, which is what it's been.
But the thing is that it's so friggin' real, even though it's a fake TV show.
Almost news-like.
When they shot the first guy in the head, it was one of the most effective ways I've ever seen them do it. And what was great is the kid with the blonde hair, they made him kneel in the blood.
He
had blood on his knees.
The thing about it, when I watch 24 and I see that level of quality, and yes, you do suspend disbelief in it. If you pay close attention to the plot, you'll kind of go, hey, come on, give me a break. But you watch 24 and you say to yourself, The Sopranos, why is it so difficult for The Sopranos to turn around an episode when they can do that? When you can have... I mean, that's like feature film territory with the extras and at the airport and all the stuff they do. I don't understand why we can't get Sopranos episodes quicker. I really don't get it.
The show is just great. The show, 24, just great. I find it hard to believe. Mike, this is not directed at you, I swear to Christ. I just find it hard to believe that the freaking faggot Golden Globes would beat 24 in the ratings.
Well, thank you, TiVo. I mean, I was able to watch the Golden Globes without commercials, and that's why I sped through the whole thing.
The only
one. Yeah, I mean, really, to watch an award, I don't know if I'll ever be able to watch an award show without having the commercials edited out. Because,
don't
I mean,
do
to
it.
Sit around and wait, it's, you know,
anyway.
With that, you just, like, zip through. And you're also, since I have the whole thing recorded, I was able to go through, ladies and gentlemen, the best foreign film nominees, and you can just zip through that crap, too.
And the other great thing about TiVo, and you and I both did the same thing, and I think it was the second one that they ran last night of 24.
Mm-hmm.
When the guy with the yellow tie, who they couldn't find, one of the hostages, as they went to the commercial, when the main bad guy, Arab, whatever he is, hostage, walked by and slipped the guy with the yellow tie something, they did it so fast, yeah, and it went right to break. Mm-hmm.
You saw it, but it was so rapid that...
I thought, thank God. I went back, and you told me you did the same thing.
Right after it happened.
I TiVo'd back, went in slow motion, thought, well, now look, goddamn, he slipped him something, and Jack Bauer saw it.
Yeah, what the hell was that? And then, of course, we find out later it's a key to unlock all this nasty stuff.
What was great also is earlier, remember, one of the terrorists was going to pull him to be the second guy to be shot, and they said, no, not him.
That's right. That's right. I remember that. The show, it's just...
It's rich.
4 hours of network television that just flies.
Pretty freaking great.
It really is a great show.
Pretty great.
And
now,
don't you think it's important for anybody that's new to the party to be there at the very beginning of the season? Because if you're not, you lose the whole rhythm of it.
You'll never pick it up. Now, here's the question for me. And I'm kidding you about being a faggot watching the Golden Globes. How gay will I be tonight? Because American Idol starts again. Here's my thought about American Idol as it heads into the fifth season.
Mm-hmm.
I believe I'm starting to burn out on this show.
Really?
I think so. Now, there's every chance that I will get sucked in, and I'll be as big a princess phone queer as I have been in previous years.
I know.
But I know this. I ain't excited about seeing the next 2 to 3 weeks, the parade of people who can't sing.
Really?
I know that everybody says that that's their favorite part of the show.
I'm totally jacked to see it tonight. I mean, I really am. I don't think I'm anywhere near being burned out on it.
I don't know.
You want to get right to the hot and heavy competition.
Yeah.
Is that what you want to do?
Yeah. I mean, I don't mind the occasional bad guy, but like I've seen the promos during football.
Right. You know what I like about it? The thing that really I'm going to enjoy. People say they like seeing the people that are bad on that show, to me, it's almost like a America's Funniest Home Videos, where they're almost people that you would think get in the competition just to get airtime because they suck so bad. I watch that show to see the ones that are going to be decent. I want to see the ones that you're going to say, for the first time, you're going to see a person that might actually be the winner of the whole competition.
But here's the
That's
thing.
What
you're
I
not,
think about it.
You're not going to see those people for like 2 or 3 weeks, right?
You'll see some tonight, I think. Well, you'll see. I mean, they take the good and the bad out of every competition.
But tonight's 2 hours.
Yep.
So it's going to be like, I don't know how many contestants. I know that there will be a lot of that filler crap that they did when you were with Ryan Seacrest last year.
Oh, that was a wonderful evening I spent.
You know what I'll do then? I think if they're going to do that, I'm going to go back and rewatch
the Golden Globes.
No, the People's Choice Awards.
You have them all, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Don and Mike, hello.
His awards library.
Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
What do you think about that first lady, man? How hot was she?
We were talking about that during one of the breaks.
Yeah, oh,
Gene Smart.
This is smart.
Amply endowed.
That's smart.
That's a vulgar word, son.
Smarty.
Use the word.
It's an appropriate word, though, for what we saw last night.
Use the word teat as in a cow's teat.
When Gene Smart whipped out her Drew Barrymore's, it was a wonderful thing. And I don't know how old Jean Smart is.
I'd say early 50s.
She's a handsome woman.
Mm-hmm. Pretty, you know.
And a great character for her.
Yeah.
Almost a sexier Joan Allen. You know that actress Joan Allen?
Yeah. A more voluptuous Joan Allen.
Another one that's close to the wall.
What was great last night, the scene after they signed the treaty.
Right.
And the president had to talk to Jean Smart.
Right.
But they were arguing, but they both had to smile because the press was there.
Yeah.
And she's really strong.
She pulls it off. I mean, you get another actress in there that can't handle it. But when she said, I want your code, I want your pass, and just whips it out. And they got this great angle with the camera.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't she have, like, the nylons that,
the
thigh high?
She said to the guy when she took his card, she said, either you're going to give me that card so I can get in and read it, or I'm going to scream as loud. And then she started under her
That's
top, and she lifted up her skirt.
And you see the thigh-high nylon, and I was just wondering whether she was thonged up.
Baby.
She's starting to rip it.
She's like Laura Bush.
Always great on designing women.
So hot.
Oh, Lady Bird.
Oh, God. Now, see, you just killed me with that.
Leads me to more P.E.
Designing women.
Yeah. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Oh, that's the show she was.
Dixie. Dixie Carter.
Dixie Carter. You've always been a big fan.
Just think about Hal Holbrook giving her the high hard one.
Mr. Hal!
Dixie! Al Holbrook dressed as, who was it?
Mark Twain.
Or Dixie.
Or what president? Didn't he play a president,
but the
too?
Big one he did was Mark Twain, but he did a president, too.
He did Lincoln, I think.
Did he do? They all do. So. Lincoln.
Hello, Don.
Dixie,
Mike.
I'm ready for ye.
Hello there.
Hello?
Yeah. What? Hi.
After the end of 24, you're like, 2 hours went by so fast, I want to see more. Wait, one more.
All right, he's doing like an Arnold.
Yeah, position's filled, sir.
Hello there, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Nicely, I might add.
Thank you, Buzz.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there, you're on the air.
Hi, I was just calling to let you know that American Idol tonight, they will show some of the really good people, along with the bad people.
Yeah,
like,
but it's mainly, mainly the losers, though.
Temptress.
It's mainly the losers.
She's trying to draw you in, Don. Don't let her.
Hey, you're going to turn it on, and you're gonna be thoroughly entertained.
I don't think I will.
Yes,
good for you.
Well, now, if we get into this discussion, you might psych yourself into not liking it. I think you ought to embrace it. I think you ought to suspend disbelief.
All right, goodbye.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right. Oh, she wasn't finished, but she was polite.
Oh, that's good. She's good that way. Nice. Thank you. That was Jean Smart calling in.
Jean Smart.
She's fantastic.
Go back on your meds.
All right. Now, are we ready with the vampire?
Oh, yeah.
All right. When we come back, oh, God. I don't even know where to begin with this guy.
That's Jonathan the Impaler Sharky.
Jonathan the Impaler Sharky. He's running for governor of Minnesota. Let me give you his bio very quickly.
Okay.
He's a satanic dark priest. He's a vampire. He's a witch. God is his enemy. He used to be a professional boxer. He is a professional model, male model. He accidentally slept with his half-sister. He wrestled as the Black Widow.
Mm.
He taught The Rock, Dwayne Johnson, how to wrestle. And he favors impaling terrorists. Huh. And he's running for governor of Minnesota.
In short, my kind of guy.
Yeah. So we'll meet this man, uh-huh. Jonathan the Impaler.
Jonathan the Impaler.
Well, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. It's the Don and Mike Show.
This is the Fright Break. Do you hear that sound? It's the sound of a heartbeat. A frightened, terrified heart.
Talk to a vampire here.
Is it beating faster than your heart?
Faster.
Or slower?
Faster.
This heart is going to beat for another 25 seconds. To allow anyone to leave this theater who is too frightened to see the end of the picture.
Theater. You're very brave.
10 seconds more and we go into the house.
I have a cigarette.
It's now or never. Five. Brave. Four, you're a brave audience.
Audience.
Two, one.
The Don and Mike Show.
Let them cream your daisy. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, well, here you go, guys. For both of you faggots. The information you had, the ratings information about last night for the TV shows.
These are the Nielsen overnight.
Oh, and our ratings, incidentally, were fantastic.
Thank you to a lot of different markets, but especially right here in our hometown of Washington, D.C.
Amen. Big day on the Arbitrons for the Don and Mike Show. Best ratings we've had a year, so we thank you for that. Buzz, you were correct in that in the 18 to 49 demographic,
right.
They did win. Did a little more research. Turns out you're right.
Uh-huh.
Here you go. Now, these are the overall ratings, not for TV, not judged by age group, just everybody.
Okay.
The opening hour, 8 o'clock, Golden Globes, won the hour with an 11.9. Second place was 24 with an 8.4.
Uh-huh.
Third place was Wife Swap at 6.1,
mm-hmm.
followed by Seventh Heaven and King of Queens.
Right.
Yay!
9 o'clock, Golden Globes again, number one with a 12.8.
Uh-huh.
24, second place, 9.2. 2.5 Men, third place, 8.4. And then ABC with The Bachelor.
Whatever.
What can I say? Your information, while you gave me a different demographic, was correct.
Right.
Mike, you and the rest of America were correct. And I say to you, everybody in America, why don't you all just buy dresses and start crossing your legs like girls? I mean, I find it...
Okay, be that way.
I find it impossible to believe...
Really be that way.
...that a quality show... The season premiere...
You know, something might have happened.
24 got beaten by the Golden freaking Globes.
Do I get any credit for the fact that I watched 24 live and that I TiVo'd the Golden Globes and watched them in their entirety?
Does he?
Are you even going to acknowledge that?
Mike, please. Congratulations.
I mean, I really did my homework last night.
Congratulations.
I was really proud of that, coming in today and, like, having that knowledge. Like, if you had come in today and said, hey, how about that thing that happened at the Golden Globes, I would have been right there. Because I'm so often out of touch, like watching a hockey game or something.
Well, way to go. Way to go, Mike, and you can help us navigate.
And nothing happened.
Well, thank you.
I mean, Gina Davis had a funny line. Other than that, and Drew Barrymore's breasts, that's about it.
Well, I got about 35 tapes and nothing that maybe we'll have a chance to listen to on tomorrow's show.
All right. I don't know if there's anything major there. Remember that, isn't it like Jack Nicholson used to get up and do something crazy and then Jim Carrey would talk with his butt? And there were several moments that were special.
Yeah.
Just didn't happen last night.
Anyway, a lot of the American faggots watched that show last night, so congratulations. Mike, you watched both.
I did watch both.
Way to go.
Because I'm in touch with my Brokeback Mountain.
It was both ways.
Let's talk now to Jonathan the Impaler Sharky.
See what he watched last night.
His website is www.jonathanforgovernor.us.
It's reading the bio of this guy. He's an interesting witch.
Here we go. 612.
He's a Satanist.
If he runs in Minnesota, I mean, my daughter lives up there.
Started the Vampires, Witches, and Pagans party.
If we can get
Jonathan
some...
for governor, how can I help you?
Yes, hello, Jonathan. It's the Don and Mike show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hi, Jonathan the Impaler. How are you?
Pretty good, sir. How are you doing?
It's the amazing Jonathan. Jonathan, we're doing great. Thank you for joining us. Jonathan, first off, what do you think your odds are of winning the governorship of Minnesota?
If Ventura can do it, so can I.
And last night,
did
you watch the Golden Globes last night, or did you watch 24?
Neither. I was getting ready for my interview on MSNBC with Tucker.
Tucker Carlson?
He
looks like he could perhaps be a practicing Satanist, don't you think?
No, he's not smart enough.
No.
Now, are you really a vampire?
Yes, sir.
Are you really a satanic dark priest?
Yes, I have my own church, the Church of Followers of Lucifer.
Oh boy.
Why is God your enemy?
Well, let's get one thing clear. Regardless of my feelings towards God, I do not denounce Jesus Christ.
Are you drinking?
I do, if I may, please. I do admit he died on the cross for the world. He was the sacrificial lamb. What bothers me as a parent is that, you know, God turned his back on his son when his son was dying. As a parent, I would never turn my back on my children no matter what.
Do you drink blood?
Yes.
Human blood?
Yes.
What is a sanguinarian vampire?
That's a blood feeder. A blood feeder. Sanguinary means blood.
Blood feeder. So how often do you, like, enjoy human blood?
It all depends. I mean, it depends on how I feel. Feeding off of blood is a form of collecting another person's energy. There are vampires that feed off of psychic energy.
I enjoy a nice chilled glass of type A negative.
Let's be serious here. Let's not get like...
Let's be serious.
Well, let's be serious. How do you get your blood?
It's kind of a super strong hickey.
Get it like vampire
style.
So
you do really suck the blood out.
Yes.
Boy, I mean, you must... Is it? Oh, my God. Is that
a baby?
Oh, now I'm freaking out. Is there a baby in the background?
No, there's not a baby. I'm watching the TV, and I just said for it to get lowered. Calm down, gentlemen.
Can you tell us about how you accidentally slept with your half-sister?
That's a real baby.
What ended up happening was I was over at one of my relatives' house, and I was known by my wrestling name to everybody as Rocky Flash, and this girl came in and... you know, it was hot August night, and she had a night, you know, forget the Daisy Duke shorts. These were even shorter, and she had a tight top, and,
wow,
you know, she introduced herself, and she never said her last name, and she thought my last name was Flash, and I took her home, and one thing led to another.
Mm-hmm.
When I found that, I almost died of a heart attack, though.
Wow.
I mean,
how was she?
I'm
Can
not
I
the only one that's ever had that happen to
her. How was she? I mean, being a...
I'm not going to comment on that, guys. Come on, let's get serious. Let's talk about my agenda. Let's talk about what I could do not only as governor...
Well, we'll do that. Oh, this is our interview, Jonathan the Impaler. We'll do that in good time, but we want to find out a little bit about you before we get your agenda, okay? I mean, you are calling yourself a satanic dark priest... And admitting
that's my technical title. I am ordained. So continue.
Who ordains you, dark priest, Satan?
I ended up getting ordained through the covenant I co-own.
Now, what about right here on the top of your PR sheet where it says, I despise and hate the Christian God the Father? He is my enemy.
The man who ended up allowing their son to die brutally and viciously the way Jesus died.
Now, are you still, in wrestling shape?
Yes, I'm getting ready to get back in the ring in March.
Good.
All right, let's take a call for Jonathan the Impaler. Hello.
I have other ways of securing your cooperation. Look into my eyes.
Do you have a question, sir?
Look.
Do you have a question? I guess there's no question there.
All right, let's go to another call now for Jonathan the Impaler.
Never. I must warn you, my dear Sandra. I am accustomed to having my orders obeyed, especially by women with a price on their heads.
Now, this sounds to me like somebody...
Jonathan, do you recognize that guy?
Jonathan? Let's take one more call for Jonathan.
What we need today is young blood and brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, don't be bashful. Come.
Oh, must have gotten disconnected.
Wow.
Should we try to call him back?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah, try it.
Like he's going to get pissed at us?
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
It's safe until the full moon.
This guy hung up on us?
He's now planning a curse.
Did you see all the stuff on his list?
Yeah, it's pretty amazing.
He was an altar boy. Met the Pope in 1979. Mm-hmm. Was in the army.
Signs modeling contact. Races go-karts.
Started taking performance-enhancing drugs.
Taught The Rock how to wrestle.
Races go-karts.
Can we put you back on the air?
Personally wants to impale all terrorists. I wanted to ask him about that.
Makes a lot of sense.
Was he mad?
Doesn't seem to be.
All right, well, let's find out what happened there. Hello, are you still there, Jonathan?
Oh, yeah. One of you guys or somehow one of your cast ended up disconnecting me, but it's cool. Let's continue.
Sorry.
Okay, good. Let me see. What was it like racing go-karts?
I started racing go-karts when I was 5, and it's cool. My hope is I'm dealing with a few companies, especially now that I just signed this contract to do a documentary involving my whole campaign. I got a camera crew following me around everywhere now throughout the whole campaign, that in reality I could land a good enough sponsorship deal to make my NASCAR debut in the first road race.
How can they photograph you?
Come on, guys, this isn't Hollywood. Let's
don't be afraid. He won't hurt you.
It says you formed the VWP party, Vampires, Witches, and Pagans. What are pagans?
Pagans believe in gods and goddesses, not the Christian gods like I do. They do not, you know, they believe totally different than Christians. And Satanists. See, Satanists do believe in Christ, and they do believe in God's power.
And part of your platform is to personally impale all terrorists at the state capital. You want to do that?
Correct.
How will you do that? How will that work?
If we could get a hold of him, because in reality, that's one person who does not deserve to be walking the face of this earth after what he did to us on 9/11.
How do you feel about Count Chocula?
I don't need to carry on.
Here's another phone call for Jonathan the Impaler. Hello, you're on the air.
Nervous, my dear?
This is risky business.
Not as risky as those curious operations of yours that so intrigued the European police. Yet much more profitable. Restore the monster for me.
Can you tell me, what do you think of our current president?
I think he's a wolf. I think he's a communist.
He's a wolf and he's a communist.
Oh. Well, Buzz would agree with you there.
As would I.
Do you have more than one wife?
No.
Do you have a coven of witches that that you have relations with?
No. I am a one-woman man.
Is your wife a witch?
Amen, Rob.
She's a pagan. She's not a witch.
She's a pagan. She's not. So she believes in the, witchcraft and all that.
You ever make a Bloody Mary with blood?
Good question.
No, I haven't. My favorite drink is an Alabama farmer.
Who's your most admired man in history?
I have three actors. FDR, Kennedy, John F. Kennedy, and Ronald Reagan.
All right.
Interesting.
Fascinating. I was thinking maybe there'd be somebody a little more evil.
Don't be afraid. He won't hurt you.
Hey, you guys got to send me a copy of that stuff.
Where's your who's your favorite vampire in the movies? What's your favorite vampire movie?
Kate Blankenship, the one from Underworld.
Do you like Blade? Do you like the Blade movies?
Yeah, I mean, you got to figure, Wesley Snipes or a hot-looking chick in that outfit, which are you going to take?
You know, we're not working with a picture here, so what is your, like, uniform? What do you wear when you go out on the campaign trail?
An Italian pinstripe suit.
An Italian pinstripe suit?
If you want to see this guy, go to Jonathan. That's JONATHON for governor.us. We will have a link up on our website.
Jonathan, how do you weigh in on Abbott and Costello Meet Frankenstein?
An extremely funny movie.
Oh, he liked it. That's good.
And what it was a great movie. Abbott and Costello were one of the greatest teams in Hollywood.
What we need today is young blood and brain.
Will you put a curse on your opponents?
No.
You don't do that.
They already cursed themselves. They're part of
the blood
like I will be.
Would you suck the blood out of the person that you beat? In the California. In the Minnesota.
But come on, guys. Get with program. Minnesota.
For governor. Would you suck the blood out of the other person?
No, because, like I said, you know, I only feed from my wife or woman I'm involved with.
How do you like your steak?
Through the heart.
Depends on the mood I'm in.
Depends on the mood? If you're really happy, how do you like it?
Well done.
Oh, really?
Are you happy? Are you happy?
If I'm kicked off, I'll turn around and have to prayer.
Are you happy when your wife has her period?
It doesn't make any difference to me.
It doesn't.
I have other ways of securing your cooperation. Look into my eyes.
We're doing an answer, you know that.
I thought that might be a little.
Will you be able to govern in daylight?
Yes. You're taking the Hollywood Sistana, and mm-hmm. No, it's nothing like that. You guys should have watched ABC 2020 Summer of the Vampire Casting
Off. And how is our friend Dwayne Johnson? How do you know Dwayne?
I've known Dwayne since 1995 when I was working out at James Motivator Sisters Gym in Florida. His father, Rocky Johnson.
Is there something wrong with your phone, Jonathan?
No, actually, we're being filmed for the documentary, so that might be a problem. I'll try to change it around or something like that, but we're being filmed.
You know, sadly, that music means we're about out of time. And maybe your phone is haunted.
I don't know.
One more thought here.
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
All right, Jonathan.
Do you have a campaign slogan, Jonathan?
The New Deal for Minnesota.
The what?
The what?
The New Deal for Minnesota.
The New Deal for Minnesota.
It should be Minnesota sucks.
Yeah. And it needs new leadership.
Now you guys are getting like old boy from last night, Tucker.
Was Tucker hostile to you?
Oh, very.
How about this?
Trying to help.
Bloody good.
Bloody good. Minnesota, yeah. Bloody good. You ought to work that blood into the campaign slogan.
Oh, no. The last interview I did about 15 minutes ago, the guy told me that my slogan should be, I'll take a bite out of crime.
What we need today is young blood and brain.
Do you have a campaign song?
I'll probably take something from Bruce Springsteen or Bon Jovi.
What does that sound again? It sounds like little kids.
There's little kids.
A laughing baby.
I'm worried.
They're running like a daycare center, right?
I saw Francis Ford Coppola.
Guys, come on, let's be serious.
Vampires steal babies. Vampires steal babies.
Mike, let's get serious. Let's get serious. We're talking to Jonathan the Impaler. All right, Jonathan, thanks for being on the show, dude. We'll plug your website.
Good luck with your campaign.
Have fun, man. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye, then.
He got blood on the phone.
Excellent. Let's take him to the cellar. We can dispose of all the bodies at the same time.
It's Jonathan the Impaler.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
his collection of babies,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people. He made it up.
Wowzy woozy. What the frick is wrong with people? Buzz.
Yes.
Hi, Buzz.
Hi.
Son of a gun.
I'll get it. You're so vain. Uh-huh. Get it?
Yeah.
What's your lead stories? What are your lead stories tonight, Buzz, on News and Comments?
Well, it's a next step in Tuesday.
Always on.
Your big brother's in trouble listening in. Yeah.
Right here. You walked into the party, Buzz. Like you were walking onto a yacht.
Mm-hmm. Hello, is this my boat?
They like to talk, and you like to listen. Oh. Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Good evening, Dr. Mornay.
My dear Tom. It's so good to see you again.
You look more charming than when I saw you last.
Stop this.
Come in, Count Dracula.
Thank you, Sandra.
Play this with Carly Simon.
Dr. Lewis, I wouldn't want to frighten your technical assistant.
It works. Professor Stevens? Don't talk.
Yeah, suck this. You're
so vain. Thank you, Sandra. I am Dr. Lejos.
Buzz?
Yes.
How careless. You should be careful. A person can get killed that way.
That's right.
Anyway, tonight, I know you got to step on Bush's neck, and what else?
It's a next step in Tuesday. Your big brother's in trouble for listening in, and war bad, sex good.
Thank you, Buzz.
Stay tuned for news and comment coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
We will be right back with Buzzy Mike. That was very
professional.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Up, handsome man, recaps news and pleasing baritone. Stay tuned for this and more.
But you got the old sponsor tonight? Don't take it personally, Buzz.
I do.
Warning may cause an oopsie. The Don and Mike Show.
All right, here we go. With TJ, as we get ready for a double B. I'm looking at more of these great Arbitron ratings.
Yeah, they were great.
Boy, oh boy. I tell you, you guys are just fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. How about men 18 plus? Boy, let me see what's this trend. 6'1". To 5.1 to a 7.4.
Ooh.
So that's all the way back up again.
A little jump.
What is this? 25 to 54, men and women. Wow, we've done pretty good here, too. This is a nice trend. 3.4 to 4.6 to 5.2 to 5.6. To 6.4.
Hello.
These are all, I mean, these
up,
are numbers.
Up and away we go. For people who don't know, these are big jumps.
These are huge jumps for the show. Men 25-54. Okay, what is this? Oh, and all of these are number one ratings, incidentally. God, this is like a 2-year high for us in this. 7.6 to 8.7 to 8.8 to 7.1 to 7.1 to 9.9.
Man, these are fantastic. Thank you very much.
Thank you very hard. They called from Live 105 HFS in Baltimore to say that our ratings there were stellar as well. They'll send them along, and we had great ratings in Sacramento. All that stuff will be on our website, dynamicwebsite.com.
You know, you asked for it last week. I think you were saying we need you now more than ever, mm-hmm. and it's nice to see people are responding.
We sure do. So thank you very much for listening. Thank you for admitting to the ratings company that you listen. And Jesus Christ, you know, I can't tell you how written off we were 7 months. I mean, me and Mike have been written off 8,000 times in the 20 years we've been working together.
Many times.
But after Frida passed away, I had never seen such even well-intentioned people.
Yes,
Fans of very
legitimate questions.
Mm-hmm. And actual radio media stuff
right.
that had been written to, you know, how could I come back? How mm-hmm. and once I came back, how could the show possibly continue? How could it be the same? Because Frieda was on the show every day, and the show was about our lives. And the toll that it took on everybody, and this is a once great show. Well, come on. Why don't you all you people just kiss our asses?
Amen.
Kiss our asses. and put that in the newspaper, Paul Fari.
How about some speculation now?
Yes.
What the hell are they going to talk about now?
What do they predict next?
That you have a price on your head.
Anyway, thank you for listening. It's very gratifying. The ratings are fantastic. Yeah. And I know that it's reminiscent of when we used to get on here and just J.O. about it. And we're trying real hard not to do that, but... God damn, the show.
It's always sweeter when we have had the moments of adversity, mm-hmm. and this is great.
So thank you for listening very, very much.
Somehow, these ratings are somehow sweeter than they have been before.
No. Hey, guys, let's get serious.
Serious? Yeah. You say you're an impaler. You moron?
It is Buzz.
Those are
hi Buzz.
Hi Don and Mike. Those are type A ratings, I would say. And while our numbers have been going up, not everybody's have. Let's cut to the chase. W's approval.
Are you
ratings.
Ready for some football?
That's the guy. Approval ratings down again.
I know this Buzz.
Yes.
You are wearing your collar like a vampire.
Yes, I am. Overall, the president is down to 39%. Handling of the war approval there 34%. Even the president's Republican support has fallen by 9% over the last 3 months. The Zogby poll shows...
Boy, sounds like he should be doing middays on this radio station.
He would do good.
The Zogby poll shows that Republicans mostly approve of the way the war has been handled and that Democrats mostly disapprove. This is, says John Zogby, a partisan war.
You have on a who's looking out for you floor mat.
Hey, this guy you're talking about, I love his restaurant. Guys.
Zogby's?
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, you can't go, really, you can't go to a major American city without his book of the best restaurants.
Zogby's Guide.
So, yeah, that's right.
Fantastic. That's great. Right.
I like that political pollster, too.
Who's that?
Zagat.
It is a war that, according to a new Associated Press poll, is of greater concern than our economy. The war and government corruption both top the list of Americans' concerns ahead of the economy.
Don't forget TGI Zogby's.
I love that. So yummy.
Try the ribs. Mm-hmm. Will government wiretapping also make its way to the top of the list of Americans' concerns?
No.
Now, we're hearing that the FBI, you might be right, Rob, you just might be right. Because now we're hearing,
God, I hope so.
We're hearing that the FBI was also called upon to spy on innocent Americans. The FBI says the National Security Agency dumped thousands of names into its lap every month since 9/11. Bless you. You okay?
Yeah, you know.
Oh, dear.
That was a legitimate snort there. That really was.
I'm allergic to the Republican Party. I'm sorry. Give me a moment to compose myself, Buzz.
You go
what
ahead.
We need today is young blood and brain.
Uh-huh.
Don't be bashful. Just come.
You know, I just figured out why they call this a sneeze guard.
Yeah, well, today.
Would you have laid that in my lap otherwise when you let that one go?
Let me just...
There it is.
Right on Elvis.
Mm-hmm. Just clean off some of
documents
that.
Now stick to it magically. The FBI says it's a lot of damn work to investigate these thousands of tips it got from the NSA and that nearly all of these investigations turned up innocent Americans without a warrant.
I got a tip for you.
Yeah?
Colts are going to the bowl.
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 So not the Skins. Huh?
Not the Skins.
Okay.
And you know, that was the one thing of all of the four games this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
The Skins game ended up getting the least amount of pub.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, the Denver game on Saturday night was great. The mm-hmm. Champ Bailey play was fantastic, an mm-hmm. exciting game. Colts game was a freaking upset. And even the Bears game went down to the last, whatever, 5 minutes.
It bodes well. Why am I talking about this? It bodes well for the championship game.
I have other ways of securing your cooperation. Look into my eyes. Look.
The one other thing about the Colts game that I thought was great was when Vander Jerk missed the 46-yarder.
And I mean, missed it.
Now, they had reaction shots, and all of the people said the same thing, but it was the way their faces were and their expressions. It was Tony Dungy, first You know, and you know, he's very stoic. No emotion. Just, you see him just mouth the words, he missed it. And then it's Peyton Manning, and he's smiling like, oh, he missed it.
Yeah.
And then it's Jerome Bettis, who goes, he missed it.
Thank God I'm off the hook.
And then it's Bill Cowher with that gigantic jaw going, looking like you should be the dog in Turner and Hooch.
I'm going to pull my lower lip over my forehead.
Anyway, I don't know if I've ever seen a greater game. And even though I was rooting for the Colts, for obvious reasons, with Peyton Manning, if somehow Pittsburgh had lost that game, there would be a revolt today like you have not. With that interception crap, with that, and would somebody please just get that guy a haircut? That guy that
I can't pronounce his last name.
Polamato, Pulitomato, whatever the guy's name is.
Do you think most people are like me? I would not have wanted to see Jerome Bettis be the GOAT in that game. Because, I mean, he doesn't deserve it. He's too good a player and too good a guy, I think.
And, you know, they didn't even mention the fact that, so Jerome Bettis fumbles on the two.
Right.
The ball bounces up. This guy for the Colts picks it up. Well, the reason that Roethlisberger is able to catch him is that the guy had his leg cut the night before the game when he got into a fight with his wife. And it's like, it's like the announcers just blow right past it. They go, and right here you can see Nick Harper picks the ball up. Now, he's normally got the speed. He should be able to outrun Roethlisberger. But, of course, he was involved in that domestic dispute last night with his wife.
Wow.
And she cut his leg.
Did she get cut?
I don't know how she came out, Rob.
I bet she deserved it.
Was he actually slow because of that, or was, because it also looked like he kept looking over his shoulder, like, who was he waiting for to block his wife?
I read today that was part of the reason that
he really didn't look like he was moving that well.
That he was fatigued, and you mean to tell me that you can't outrun, he's a fast guy in the secondary,
right?
You can't outrun Roethlisberger.
Amazing. I mean, it was really, and he grabbed him with his right hand, and that was it.
In high def, you can see a lot of the knife is still in his leg.
He goes right in his thigh. So there's this eavesdropping without a warrant, and the head of the FBI says he told the White House this might be illegal or unconstitutional or something. But President Bush has called the eavesdropping program a vital tool against terrorism. Vice President Cheney says it saved thousands of lives. Other than maybe getting a warrant, the FBI admits it doesn't have any better ideas. But this is the FBI's way of saying if this eavesdropping thing turns out to be illegal, it came from the White House, not the FBI.
Excellent.
Quoting one FBI official, it's not our mess, and we're not going to clean it up.
Excellent.
And it is becoming quite a mess.
Excellent.
Former presidential candidate Al Gore yesterday called for an independent counsel investigation of warrantless wiretapping.
You know, I saw Mike before the show. I was watching Gore on TV.
Fat Gore?
And, he's let himself go. But his speech now is much more like the guy on Saturday Night Live that did the impression of him. And, Mike, you nail it excellent, you know. Because there was
there's several different Al Gores now.
What's the current one? What's the slower?
The slow way, where just the tiny little, it's almost like a Dr. Phil. But then he gets mad, and he says, we're going to go get the White House again. And it's at a different level. I'm Al Gore. But then he's explaining himself slowly so you'll understand what I'm talking about. But this president doesn't have a clue.
That is excellent.
Excellent.
And really, he's gone more to the, I'm going to take the White House back when he's gotten fat. Well, Gore said the president has been breaking the law repeatedly and insistently. That, says Gore, might be grounds for impeaching Bush. Repeatedly?
Yes,
and insistently.
Excellent.
Breaking the law, Count Dracula. That, he says, might be grounds for impeaching Bush. You would expect that sort of comment from Al Gore. You don't expect it from a prominent Republican senator. And that's our story when we come back.
Impeach or impale. And by to quote Jay Severin, with stories like that, you're not going to be invited to dinner with anybody in town anytime soon.
I was afraid of that.
This is more of my tribute to the stellar lineup right here on the USS Titanic.
Yeah, now let's talk about nuking another country.
I'm going to jerk a knot in your tail.
Okay, be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
You know, a lot of shows come out of the gate big, but do you think this will last?
Totally. Everyone
nobody is talking about the show.
It's huge. Yeah, I mean, it's got buzz and all that, but it's also really good. So when people do show up, they see how great it is.
The Don and Mike Show.
The following takes place between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
East Coast time.
I'm a funny guy, but I don't think that's funny. You going to try to do that with me? Because I'll get all over you.
Settle down.
Radio Jogger Nuts. Don and Mike.
Are you a prostitute?
Now here again is Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi, Buzzy.
As I was saying, you would expect to hear Al Gore talking about impeachment. You don't expect it from a prominent Republican senator.
Oh, don't remind you of your wife?
Yeah, one of ours was.
I mean, I don't remember the name of it. Let me get... I know that it's not Under My Thumb. Let me see. If the song reminds you of your wife, it's got to be something romantic.
Yeah.
Ron Brown.
It's got to be romantic?
Yeah.
Shattered. Got it. Sympathy for the Devil.
Rob said this song reminds him of Carrie. His wife, Carrie.
Uh-huh.
Carrie. I don't get it. Not cool.
Oh, my.
Not in this.
Are you a drunk?
Oh, my.
Not cool.
Not here, Spiewak.
Not cool.
You've been drinking today.
I thought that was Ruby Tuesday.
Over the line, guys.
Come on, guys.
I wish I could quit you. I get it.
Do you?
I get it.
It was simply a joke.
You are in denial.
And now here's denial? Hell, I've been all over Egypt. Not just denial.
Over the weekend, House Judiciary Chairman Arlen Specter also used the I word, impeachment, while talking about the warrantless wiretapping.
Arlen Specter, that is a man.
Yeah, I like anybody with the name Arlen.
Or Specter.
Mm-hmm.
Quoting Mr. Specter, impeachment is a remedy. After impeachment, you could have a criminal prosecution, but the principal remedy under our society is to pay a political price.
Respect. R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
What's it mean to me?
R-E-S-P-E-C-T.
Because modern America is so sharply divided over just about everything, it's no surprise that according to a CNN USA Today poll, we are sharply divided over eavesdropping.
What?
50% of us say we're okay with wiretapping to help us catch the bad guys and live happily ever after.
I heard you talking about that in the hallway.
46%, who didn't hear it? 46% of us are very much against the eavesdropping because it's illegal. In fact, it's because 50% of us are okay with spying on innocent people that we need to point out it's illegal and unconstitutional.
Haven't you always felt that on some level, the government, if they wanted to, that they're listening already?
Always, but the feeling here is they've become brazen.
All right.
This is why the U.S. government's now facing a couple of lawsuits over the domestic spying program. Besides the ACLU, those commies over at the Center for Constitutional Rights have filed suit in federal district court.
But really, when you think about it now, just reading that there's over 300 million people in America up because we are just, you know, our doors are open 24/7.
You bet they are.
Forget about that wall down by Mexico. Just walk through one of our sliding glass doors.
And I say welcome.
So it's 300 million people.
Right.
Really, the odds, they can't keep tabs on everybody.
No, they can't. And it seems to me...
They can't listen to everybody
either. You'd be impressed at their efforts, however.
It seems to me with all this arguing about this crap that we're talking about right now, that I can't help but think this would be a golden opportunity for the really bad guys to kind of slip through the cracks. While we're arguing among ourselves, while everything's so partisan, that perhaps this would be the chance. And anybody that's gone through an airport recently, you know, that's taken a look at where security was and where it is right now, it makes me nervous.
I know this, my friend. Stay away from Ontario Airport in Los Angeles. This much I know. Security there.
Let's take him to the cellar.
Security there, not good.
Jet power.
If you're okay with the government snooping through your snail mail.
Flight plan two. Like they didn't realize right away that was Jack's way of saying I'm lying to you.
What's the prime directive?
I know, suspend disbelief.
Suspend disbelief.
And wait until the fat kid from Lord of the Rings figures it out.
You just have to trust me. If you're okay with the government snooping through your snail mail, email, and phone records, then you won't mind that any idiot can buy your phone records over the internet for $100. that jealous lover, your snoopy boss, a stalker. One website concerned about this proved its point last week by getting the phone records of former presidential candidate General Wesley Clark.
Oh, I saw this. He was calling I Love Scat.
they got the information they'd ordered inside of 24 hours. We knew about his phone calls.
And Rob has a dumb Karnak joke. Rob?
Yes. Eavesdropping.
Eavesdropping. Eavesdropping.
What will get you fired from a roofing company?
Okay. Dropping.
Wow. So anyway, experts
say that you're ugly.
Hi, it's me, Super Jew.
Experts say the companies selling this information are operating in a legal gray area. Gee, I wonder who set that example.
I know a couple of women that are working in a legal gray area, too.
Americans are being spied upon by the government, by companies, and by each other. And lawmakers have vowed to put a stop to at least one of these. The president...
Speaking of gray areas...
Damn, damn, damn!
Oh, there's no gray area there.
You don't think so?
No.
You think it's still got its natural...
Not in my mind.
Natural shade?
It's not the picture I'm painting.
Yeah, I think the hair's falling out.
Maybe not there, but certainly when she was in My Fellow Americans.
I don't even remember her. What was her role in My Fellow America? That's the bad movie with Jack Facelift Lemon.
Yeah, and James Garner. She was the White House cook.
Wow.
You're kidding. It's Florida Evans when they're sitting there and she's making them pizza?
Yeah. We all saw that.
It's a great film.
I can't believe I know that fact from that piece of crap movie.
It's really great.
And I was yelling at Mike for watching the Golden Globes last night.
Hey, let me try this one. Yeah. I'm always screwing up when I go this, all right? All right. Florida Evans.
Florida Evans.
CTU's raid on Ontario Airport.
CTU's raid on Ontario Airport.
And Don's weekend. A maid, a raid, and getting laid.
Hi-oh!
You did it the right way.
That's right.
Yeah, you just dove right into it.
You did it the right way, and it's three things that rhyme.
It's the end of the Karnak bit. The rest of them are, you know, you like when you... the one that I like is the sheep one. Sis, boom, ba. That's like in the... And then at the end, he always ends with the three ones.
It should be like, it's a row, it's a show, and a hoe.
Exactly.
How you do it.
A maid, a raid, and getting laid.
Hi-oh!
The president, meanwhile, has clearly gone power mad. Al Gore hinted at it yesterday when he referred to, quote, a truly breathtaking expansion of executive power. Lawmakers from both parties recognized it when they learned of the president's secret illegal spying on innocent Americans.
Brother, what can I do to help you?
President,
it seems to have been a recurring theme of this newscast, Buzz.
What, the eavesdropping?
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
I wanted to make sure that I'm savvy enough that I'm picking up on that.
Just say something I noticed. Lawmakers from both parties recognize it. President insists he has the legal authority to wiretap, that he'll continue to use it. He also says he can renege on that... agreement.
Hey.
He says he can. No, this is okay.
No.
So you've got to trust me on this.
No. You just say N-word. Okay.
Well, this is the N-word.
Okay. I'll see you in hell.
The president says he can go back on the no torture agreement if he wants to. He's already quietly altered the no torture law after a long battle over what the law should say. He did this using an email to lawmakers on December 30th entitled "Statement by the President," often referred to as a signing statement. They've been around since Andrew Jackson's day, only without the email part. In this statement, Mr. Bush asserted presidential powers assumed by the White House during the Reagan administration on the advice of one of its lawyers. That lawyer's name? Samuel Alito. The anti-torture law was designed to tell the world that America's civilized and doesn't torture its prisoners. This revelation tells the world we had our fingers crossed behind our backs.
It's too good. Go ahead, Rob. Go ahead.
The ghetto... A dancer and a great broadcaster.
Okay, the ghetto, a dancer and a great broadcaster.
The Barrio, Denny Terrio, and Brett Oliverio.
Winner. Now we're getting somewhere.
Winner.
When we come back, sex news.
Oh, okay.
Does this involve eavesdropping?
No.
Okay. All right,
let's watch your life.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
And now, because there's nothing else on, the Don and Mike Show.
That should be the headline tomorrow in the Washington Post.
Mark.
If they did write about our great ratings,
mm-hmm.
Don and Mike, back to the top, because there's nothing else on.
We take it. Believe me, we take it.
I wish I knew how to...
Quit you?
That's it. Thank you, Mike. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna, Mike. Finally, people went in for plastic surgery last year 33% more than they did the year before. Mostly the patients were women, and most of them came away with fake new breasts. The bust business is booming.
Nice nose job, Rob.
Thank you.
Facelifts, eyelid surgery, brow lifts also up. But men are also driving up the number of operations. Cosmetic surgeries for men are up 80%. Most of them got nose jobs, but the vast majority of surgeries are still boob jobs for
Michael
women.
Michael Elston is Buster Bank.
Botox, Botox, Botox.
Quoting a woman who went from a 34B to a 36DD, my new breasts feel perfectly natural. We'll be the judge of that.
I bet they feel hard.
And it won't matter.
That's what I've heard.
It won't matter if the TV's on. A new study says having a TV in the bedroom cuts your sexual activity there in half. Of course, depends on what's on. And if the TV is on, your cold isn't going to get any better. A researcher in Zurich, Switzerland has shown that having sex doubles the number of cells in your body aimed at destroying antibodies, healing, and protecting you. Pass the vapor rub.
Have you never had, seriously, whether with someone or by yourself, some of the best, when it comes down to the, the fabulous release? Isn't it better when you're sick?
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, really, like, if you're running a high fever.
Sick and in the morning, which is when you are at your most, like, disgusting.
That's right. When you're your most attractive.
But if your partner's okay with it, it's great.
That's why I said with someone or by yourself.
Yeah, I think it works that way. Man, you're absolutely right about that. I mean, when you're ill, well, that's weird.
You got, like, a touch of the flu. You got, like, 101 fever.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you feel like, oh, wow, something could be going on here. And then you think, oh, I'm all clammy, and then it was like, it turns out, you know, sky rockets in flight. Afternoon. We got to fly.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz.
No!
Yes.
Break.
That's it. We got to fly.
2, 3.
Stand by. Part of the great comedy lineup on Free FM is next with the one-liners of Jay Severin.
I dare you not to laugh.
Hey, let me just say this. I've heard the promos. With the type of stuff he says, he's not going to be invited to lunch anywhere inside the Beltway anytime soon. That's it. We will see you tomorrow with a new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you,
sir. Good day to you, sir.
Hey, and you?
You know why aardvarks never get sick?
Why?
Why?
They're full of antibodies.
Oh, God.
Rob.
Who we need again?
The Don and...
Be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.
This is the Don and Mike Show.